responsive, yet Dr. Conrad Murray waiting 20 minutes to call 911.
Now, if Murray does not take the stand, testimony is expected to end today. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain denies sexually harassing anyone in interviews yesterday. The allegations were made in the 1990s when Cain led the National Restaurant Association.
From our reporting over the course of the last 3 weeks, talking to multiple sources, it sure was the view of at least two female employees there that he did in fact cross the line.
That's Politico reporter Jonathan Martin. Parts of the Northeast are still a mess from the freak October snowstorm over the weekend. Just ask Summit, New Jersey Mayor Jordan Glad.
If you look at our streets, we really don't have one full street that's passable.
Well, over a million customers are still without power in the region, and some might not get electricity back until Friday. President Obama signs an executive order to help reduce a growing number of prescription drug shortages. FDA Commissioner Dr. Margaret Hamburg says it's crucial to identify these shortages early.
We can work with the industry, with the companies that are making those drugs, and help to either prevent a shortage or lessen the time of shortage.
Well, the president himself got a clean bill of health yesterday and his annual physical. President Obama is in excellent condition and fit for duty, according to the White House doctor. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
October appears to have been another decent month for Detroit. Today, auto companies report their October U.S. sales. J.D. Power and TrueCar both expect a 10% sales increase last month versus a year ago, all thanks to U.S. companies. Sales declines are predicted for Toyota and Honda. 55 days till Christmas, and just in time, JCPenney is working on a new vibe. Former Apple executive Ron Johnson takes the reins as Penney's CEO today, with plans to bring some of the Apple store's cachet to the more than 100-year-old retailer. It's beginning with pricier stuff, such as the most expensive handbag Penney has ever sold. Also, it's offering fancier watches made of rose gold and bringing back collector-grade Barbie dolls. Nasty way to start a new month. Asian markets down 2%. European indexes losing 3-4% amid fresh worries about Greece's willingness to go along with the European Union's rescue plan. S&P futures losing 19. NASDAQ futures down 35. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and 5-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. Talk about the big tire event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the big tire event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a big tire event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday morning on First Shift. Pleasure to be with you. A very cold, crisp morning as we begin what is a pretty interesting day, needless to say, with the Turkiya Awada Mullen story unfolds as it was, I think, a surprise to very few people. She, of course, fired yesterday by the Wayne County Airport Authority Board, and we'll get into that in greater detail in just a few minutes. Certainly interesting to see how this is all going to play out, because this is not just about her employment. The FBI is now involved. There are multiple investigations going on. There are all kinds of lawsuits. Anyway, we'll get to all that, no question about it. A little bit later on this morning, a little bit after 7 o'clock, we're going to visit with Dr. Nat Pernick. Dr. Pernick is with the Detroit College Promise. If you have a student, especially a freshman in high school in the Detroit public school system, well, pay attention. We may actually get you to pay for college. Absolutely. We it's going to be a neat segment. It's a pretty cool program. So we'll get to that a little bit after 7 at 7:35. Dan Kildee joins us. Will he or won't he run for Congress in Michigan's 5th Congressional District? Well, we're going to find out today. He will be making his announcement right here on First Shift. Our Occupy Detroit guest will be with us at 7:50. And in studio this week, Chris Mihalakis with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. And we got a lot to get to with him as well. So let's get this thing going. We got a lot going on today.
Before you punch in for your First Shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is process. Process. Process is, well, depending on what you're applying the word to, you know, how you do something. And the process, whether we're talking about Turkiya Mullen or we're talking about the Detroit Lions, there is a process. There's a process to, well, completing a pass. Ask Kelvin Johnson, he'll tell you. There's a process to retaining or losing your job. There's a process to the political system. There's a process for just about any action that you can fathom. And that process is important because it defines, I think, between quality and shabby or shoddy work. The process really can be a vehicle that takes us from point A to point B, and the process is critical. In my world, to how I do things as well. And so I thought that we would start our day with a little bit of process. And that is today's first word. And we turn our attention now to Jeff Radford. Jeff and I are alone today. Anthony is out. And, you know, Jeff, it occurred to me this is the first time that you and I have done the show, just you and I.
First time. First, there's a lot of firsts going around. Last Friday was the first time I hadn't sat in on a show. Well, more than 15 minutes. I sat in for the first 15. But, yeah, a lot of firsts to go around.
Well, anyway, we will, I'm sure, survive this just fine. You know, not a lot going on in the world of sports this morning. Nicholas Cornwall, of course, pretty happy guy. 7 years, $33.5 million. Not a bad payday.
And the Red Wings are getting pretty good at this, locking guys away and making sure that they keep their core around, which is a pretty smart thing to do.
Yeah, and, you know, now I'd like to see them start winning a little bit. You know, we haven't really spent much time talking Red Wings, but they've lost, you know, after winning their first five, they've lost their last four. And I'm not going to say that I'm concerned. A hockey season seems to last forever, and, you know, they're not playing a whole lot right now. And you have to wonder, does that disrupt them? But everybody has got the same schedule, so I guess you have to apply that evenly. It's been disappointing to see them, you know, lose the way they've lost, especially the last game to Minnesota, to lose at a 1-0 shutout with the talent we have on our team. That just shouldn't happen.
Yeah, but they, you know, they've got the cover, which they've had for a while. Maybe a little bit more is getting noticed now because the Pistons aren't around at all. But they get the cover because early on in the season, only the true diehard hockey fans are really concerned. And then, of course, when steam picks up is the middle of the season, they start to get going. You know, they'll put together a nice run, and then people start paying attention. And then from that point on, they're hooked. And you start following hockey a little more closely. Early on, you know, they lose four in a row, and you're like, yeah, that's concerning. But it's so early that you're just like, okay, they'll figure things out.
Well, let's hope so. It doesn't look good, but again, it's real early, and I'm not going to worry about it. And you're right. Nobody's really paying attention, which is kind of interesting because normally the Red Wings are covering everybody else, especially the Lions. This year, the Lions are giving the Red Wings a little cover.
Good point.
Which is a nice turn. And we, of course, in this town have been spoiled with an excellent hockey team for over two decades now. Kind of hard to argue that kind of success.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's funny that you put it that way, that the Lions are covering. I mean, the Lions have kind of covered teams, though, but it's because they were so historically bad. It's nice to look at the schedule and be like, okay, we got some wins. I mean, I had a battle yesterday with someone talking about sports and wondering if they were going to make the playoffs or not, and I like that a lot better than battling them. Who are they going to pick in the upcoming draft with their top one or two picks?
Yeah, you know, normally at the midway point, we're talking about draft position, and so it's nice to not even worry about that. In fact, you know, if we want to have a conversation about draft position, it's how good is Martin Mayhew going to be picking in the middle or even towards the end of the first round, depending on how this year plays out. That'll tell us what kind of GM Martin Mayhew is, and I look forward to that challenge. That's a conversation.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Because when you're bad, you think, okay, well, you get a better selection, you'll have a better player, and you need that to turn things around. When you're good, you start thinking, oh, it's nice to be good, but you slide down, now you've got a worse draft pick. But if you have a good GM, and I think the Lions have lucked into a pretty good GM, you have faith that he'll be able to find some value later in the draft. Wherever they're picking, he's going to find value in those picks.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, totally off the beaten path here, but I'm sitting here listening to you. Just looked up at the television very quickly, and at the bottom of the screen it says, coming up, snake swallows deer. Now, of course, I have no idea what that means. I'll leave it alone. And
that's almost like, what was that one day that we saw, like, drunken moose get stuck in tree or
right,
something like
yeah.
that?
So anyway, I, you know, whether I'll be around for the snake swallowing the deer, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of odd. All right. Well, anyway, one of the things we talked about this morning, actually yesterday and then again this morning, we just learned that the Lions game against the Chicago Bears has been moved into what's considered primetime on Sunday, which is 4 o'clock. You're not a fan of the 4 o'clock games, but as we were doing a little counting, we've got at least three more 4 o'clock games this year.
Yeah, I'll get used to it. Obviously, I have no other choice. But for me, I like the early. You know, same with Michigan, though. Do you like Michigan when they're at 3:30 or 1 o'clock?
I prefer them at noon.
Or I mean noon.
Yeah, I prefer them at noon, of course. And I always like Michigan and Michigan State to play at different times, which they did not last weekend.
That'd be nice.
But I kind of like Michigan at noon, Michigan State at 3:30. That's the way I like it. I don't always get the way I like it. But, no, I mean, I'm with you. Even last Sunday, because, you know, Sunday I have to prepare for Monday's show. So, you know, it doesn't just, I don't get, you know, all day Sunday off. At some point, I have to stop what I'm doing and literally spend 3 or 4 hours preparing for the next day's show. On Sunday, Jeff, I really didn't know how to do it. I spent a little bit of time in the morning, but I thought, well, you know, I'm not really, like, I wasn't feeling it. If that makes any sense to you?
No, see, now we're on the same page. My Sunday was completely screwed up. You know, I thought, okay, I'm going to have, I had made some plans, I thought, to hang out with friends during the Lions game. 1 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, well, I haven't heard from you guys. What's going on? And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, because the Lions don't play till 4. Gotcha. Right. It really screwed up the entire Sunday.
All right. So I just wasn't feeling getting ready for the show at, you know, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And so I did a little bit of research, but, you know, I thought, well, you know, then I watched a little bit of the Giants-Dolphins game, which was just an absolutely boring game.
I know that was another thing. We got stuck with one game, and you're right, completely boring.
Yeah. So anyway, then I thought, okay, well, you know, if I wait till after the Lions game's over to really prep for the show, then that gets me to bed too late. So it was, listen to us talking. All of this over so we can watch a football game. But it's my life. It's my Sunday life.
Exactly.
I go through real withdrawals when the football season's over. I have a really hard time because, again, you don't play hockey every day. We probably are not going to have a basketball season, but I'm not a big basketball fan anyway except for the playoffs. So I don't know what I'm going to do when the football season's over come early February. I think I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I'm a college basketball guy, though, so I won't miss the NBA at all, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, all right, let's take a quick break here. Of course, Turquia Mullen fired. We'll get to that. Certainly your calls are welcome, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. A happy, chilly Tuesday morning to you. We'll take the break and be back right after this. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
We're going to focus on the number one priority on Americans' minds right now, and that is creating jobs. If we have to drag the Republicans with us, then we'll do that.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that overnight construction that's been working on I-94. Drivers trying to make their way between the stretch of Chalmers out toward 8 Mile. We are down to one lane during the overnight hours. They're pulling those barrels out of there. They should be gone momentarily.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We're going to see fog this morning, but then sun later on and a high near 57. Tonight we'll see a few clouds, a low 41. Tomorrow mostly sunny skies, a high near 63. Right now it's foggy and misty at the airport, 37 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Coldplay return with Milo Xylito. The new album includes Paradise and Every Teardrop is a Waterfall. Milo Xylito, the new album from Coldplay. Available now on Capitol Records.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trivia on
1310 WDTW.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Good news for anyone with a roofing problem. Because you could use a little. GAF Timberline shingles have a lifetime limited warranty and are backed by GAF's advanced protection technology for long-term performance and wind resistance, no matter where you live. They're North America's number one seller, and they're affordably priced at the Home Depot, just like everything else you'll need for an integrated watertight roofing system. GAF shingles, quality you can trust. See limited warranty for complete coverage and restrictions.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, 22 minutes after the hour, just so we don't leave anybody hanging. Deer actually swallowed... A snake actually swallowed a deer. It was a 76-pound baby deer, python. I don't know where this stuff comes from, but, I just thought it was interesting. Since I mentioned it, I wanted to complete that thought, if you will. Yeah, it was a weird stuff. I don't know that I would have wanted to see that, but it certainly is. The picture was interesting. They actually, Jeff had a picture of a the snake, which measured 44 inches around after it swallowed the deer.
Yeah, I wonder how they knew that. Like, was it like a cartoon where you could see, like, the outline of the deer in the middle of the snake? I mean, or did they sit there and watch this happen? I mean...
Well, I would venture to guess somebody watched it happen.
I don't know. I can just imagine, you know, people would be like, what a cold, heartless... I mean, I guess you let nature take its course, and if that's what's going to happen, then you just let it happen. But
yeah.
Some people would be like, that's Bambi.
Well, and some people would be right. That is Bambi. But not everybody is a naturist, if you will. You're right. If that is the circle of life, you kind of go with it. You know, do you intervene? I don't. And they were saying during the piece, it just happened to come on right as we went to the break, that, you know, pythons have been known to swallow alligators, crocodiles, humans. Don't think I want that happening to me.
Crocodiles?
Yeah.
Man, that's some crazy snake action right there.
And, you know, and keeping in mind that then they have to digest that. I don't know. Just we can move on. I just thought it was very, very interesting.
You don't want to keep talking about crocodiles? I watched something called Swamp People over the weekend.
I've seen the commercial for that show. What is it about?
It's these people that live, I think, deep in Louisiana. They're Cajuns, and they go crocodile hunting or alligator hunting. I don't know which one, but it's crazy. It's insane. There's a lot of fighting going on because you bait certain areas, and if someone comes and steals your bait, then they get upset. And when they actually do catch these things, it's dangerous. And when the crocodiles aren't biting, they go and catch bullfrogs or snakes or all kinds. They live off the land, but it's a swamp, so they live. They eat, you know, frog legs, snakes, alligators.
So they do this for food, not necessarily for fortune? Oh, okay.
Both, yeah. Like the one guy caught, he was catching these water snakes, and he wanted like 30 or 40 of them. But the thing is, and the story was incredible. If he catches the water moccasin, then gets bit, it could kill him. Like, that's how dangerous the venom is. So he's looking for the ones, and they look exactly alike except for the diamonds on the head. There's very small markings that you can tell the difference. So he's catching like 30 or 40 of them, and then he sells them to LSU for research. That's how he made his money. It was interesting. I like the show. It's crazy because they have so many different ones. You want to learn about mining? There's a mine show. You want to learn about, dirtiest jobs? There's a dirty job show.
I think these reality shows are a bit have gotten a bit out of hand, because you're right. There's now in a show, and I watched it once, for extreme couponing.
I know. Just think about it. What if they, like, one day they'll be like, fast food worker extraordinaire or something like that.
I'm sure it's in the works. This extreme couponing show is about people that get, you know, just boatloads of food for free. Or next to free. And the show has been very popular, is my understanding. But it's been so popular that a lot of people have started to extreme coupon. So stores are beginning to change their coupon policy and limiting how much you can utilize, or how many coupons you can utilize in one visit. Because what would happen, Jeff, is people would go in and they would buy, you know, $1,200 worth of food. And they show them in their homes where they've converted their basements or their garages into little mini grocery stores. And they're not reselling the stuff. They're just, you know, I guess hoarding it for when they need it. But they buy, you know, $1,200 or $1,400 worth of food. And once they run all of their coupons through, it costs them $11. Nice. And I'm not exaggerating.
I don't even know how you find a coupon where you'd get a huge discount on something.
You got a coupon cut, and you know, a lot of stores don't have a limit. So if it's like buy one get one free, you know, you can get, you know, 40 and get, you know, you can use 40 coupons and you can get 40 and get 40 free. But you also have manufacturer's coupons, which are different than the store coupons, and then you can utilize the online coupons, and literally, it's a science. It truly is a science. And, you know, people have gone to deep extremes. Now, they showed that I saw the one that I happened to see, there was two, they profiled two people. One of the couples did it to benefit their local church. So they donated most of the food to their local church, which was wonderful because they were getting it for free. But keeping in mind that ultimately, you know, it's costing the store and it's costing the manufacturer. And so people have found that little loophole. So they're closing all these little loopholes in a lot of places. I just saw the article last week so that this extreme couponing will stop, because it is getting a little bit out of control in some places. But these people are, it's like a disease to them, Jeff. This one lady had figured that, you know, she was going to get, I think it was $800 and some odd worth of stuff for $26. Well, when it came up to 32 and change, she freaks out. Where did she go wrong? Did they ring something up wrong? She's getting almost $900 worth of food for $32, and she's worried about $5. Seriously, she was freaking out over it.
That's insane. I would just be, you know, take what you got and don't make a fuss and get out. Well, get out while you can.
Yeah, so, yeah, these reality shows, you know, you're right. They have them for everything. They've got them for storage wars.
Those are good, though. Have you seen those?
No, that's the point, is I'm sure that they all have their element of being interesting. But come on, I mean, do we really need all this stuff?
The thing about storage wars, and there's another one, the Pawn Stars.
Well, that one I like, but I like that because of the people that are in it. Well, I think that they're entertaining.
Not just the people, but you learn a lot. Like, someone will bring in a gun, and they'll be like, well, this gun was used in the Civil War, and this marking, and then you give it like a history lesson, and you don't even realize it, but they're teaching you something.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. I've learned quite a bit. especially how the value of something can change by modifying something even in the slightest degree. I was watching it last week, and this guy had bought in a uniform from maybe the Civil War, Jeff. And at some point, somebody had sewed a pocket flap on the uniform that was not an original part of the uniform, and it killed its value by like 80%.
That's insane.
Yeah, so it was very interesting.
Well, and you ever see those picker shows where they just they rifle through people's garbage and find stuff to sell?
Yeah.
You don't learn anything with that, though.
No. There's this one with these two hot women. I don't know what it's called. Picker Sisters, I think. They're hot. All right, we got to take a break here. Well, they are. They're hot. When we come back, Turquia Mullen, certainly we'll get into that. Eric Cantor was at the University of Michigan. We'll spend some time on that as well. And at some point before we get out of here, Ann Coulter is being as only Ann Coulter can be. Maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, but I want to fit that one in. I'm Tony Truppiano. Here's the break. We'll be back. This is First Shift.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Happy to say that we're moving along pretty well on the roads. Drivers coming down the Southfield Freeway. That looks pretty good as you head toward 96 to Jeffries, heading up toward 696. Not seeing any delays through there just yet. And right now, so far, the Ruther's in good shape heading toward I-75.
Stop by McDonald's today and start collecting McCafe rewards points. Points are available on all medium and large hot McCafe and premium roast coffee cups. Collect 5 points and your sixth beverage is free. Start collecting points today. McCafe Rewards, only available at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Forecast from the National Weather Service. We're going to see fog this morning, but then sun later on and a high near 57. Tonight we'll see a few clouds, a low of 41. Tomorrow mostly sunny skies, a high near 63. Right now it's foggy and misty at the airport, 37 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
America's power elites on Wall Street and in Washington have been stunned by the sudden surge of the Occupy movement. Some 600 U.S. communities have Occupy groups, thousands of middle-class people have taken to the streets, and recent polls show that nearly 6 out of 10 Americans support what the protesters are saying and doing. Why is this happening? Wail Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and their pet politicos. What is upsetting all these people? You'd think that the super rich could afford to buy a clue, but apparently not. So, to help them grasp the situation, I've gathered a mess of news clips from just the past few weeks that pretty much spells it out for them. They needn't read the actual stories, just scan the headlines. Better yet, I'll do it for them. No need to thank me. I'm always delighted to edify the rich. Headline, slumping wages, rising health costs cause strain. Top earners double share of nation's income. Snapshot of poverty surge in the suburbs. Banks to make customers pay debit card fee. Record high 4.5 million have not worked in a year or more. House GOP spending plan cuts money for job training. U.S. income levels sink, leaves fragile consumers in a bind. Outsized severance packages continue for executives. More new poor going hungry. Banks are awash in cash. Bank of America to cut 30,000 jobs. This is Jim Hightower saying, even a Wall Street banker ought to be able to understand the message that these headlines are delivering. Such daily headlines reveal the depth of inequality and rank injustice that's propelling the Occupy uprising. As we say in Texas, even a dog knows the difference between being stumbled over and being kicked. America's middle class and the poor are tired of being kicked, and now they're kicking back. This is just the start.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is 37 chilly degrees this morning. A clear sky outside. The stars look gorgeous. And it's a reminder, you know, between now and the end of the month, we could actually have snow. It could happen. Traditionally, in November, 1.5 inches of snow. But we'll be okay if we don't get any. Yeah, it's just that time of year. The transition's on. This weekend, daylight savings time ends, and we'll have a little better signal in the morning as well. Let's go to the phones before we get into the Turquia Mullins story and welcome Tom in Detroit. Tom, as always, a pleasure to start my day with you.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. You know, I wanted to reference an article which was buried in Sunday's paper. It's on the back of page 28, where it says, parties can't make the jobs bill work.
Huh.
And you know, I don't know why they say parties. It's not parties. It's one party, and that's the Republican Party. I mean, you know, they're talking about the Senate will return, you know, Monday for a week-long session and is expected to debate President Barack Obama's plan to boost infrastructure spending. Then the next little short paragraph says, Republicans are likely to block that effort since the money would come from higher taxes on millionaires. I mean, okay, who's more able to pay higher taxes, me or a millionaire? Okay,
yep.
I would tend to think it would be a millionaire. And but you know, the whole thing is you know, just like what the adage says, Nero fiddled by Rome burned. And that's exactly what these guys and these women down there are doing. You know, they're sitting there. The American people are, you know, just waiting to want to come back to work. And, I mean, you know, I understand that in terms of what President Obama has proposed, that these are going to be temporary jobs. But a temporary job is better than no job.
Well, Tom, there's no question. And you know, we're talking about the kind of infrastructure spending that will be, although temporary, will be sustainable, you know, 3 to 5 years out.
Right, right, right. And, you know, even McConnell, you know, he talks about, you know, when it comes to jobs, the primary role of government is to create an environment which Americans and American businesses can grow and flourish without the heavy hand of government on their back. Well, excuse me, Mr. McConnell, if the heavy hand of government hadn't been on General Motors and Chrysler's back, I mean, where would we be now? We would have been pushed off the edge instead of, I mean, you know, which to me, this was a depression, we would have been way further down in the hole than where we are right now, because, you know, if that hadn't have happened, General Motors and Ford would be belly up and, I mean, drowned it, okay? And how many people would have, Republicans, Democrats, Green Party, whatever political party you're affiliated with, how many people would have been severely impacted and affected by, you know, those two companies going out of business? And it's just not General Motors and Chrysler, but it's going to be a ripple effect. Would have been a ripple effect throughout the automobile industry, period.
Yeah, no question. Well, Tom, as always, I appreciate your call, appreciate your insight, and as you know, and you're right, you're 100% right. What we do from this point forward is anybody's guess, but we do have a little hint of it, and that's executive order, executive order. All right, Turquia Mullen was fired by the Metro or the Wayne County Metropolitan Airport Authority yesterday. We're going to listen to some audio from Bernard Parker that appeared on WDIV Channel 4 yesterday evening talking about the firing. And Well, what little they will tell us.
We're joined tonight by Wayne County Commissioner Bernard Parker. He is also on the airport board that made that controversial decision today.
Commissioner Parker, thank you very much for coming in. Let's start with the closed meeting session. You're allowed to do that in matters of attorney-client privilege. Mullen's attorney says since there's no pending legislation, you can't argue that and that you violated the Open Meetings Act with your meeting today.
No, it's very clear. We have done this before where we have had a question that we have asked our attorneys to research for us and come and give us our answer to, and that's in this case, that's what they did. So we were there for a legitimate reason. We have done it many times before.
You know, to the average person in Wayne County and probably even outside of the county, this is a mess. At what point had Turquia Mullen not taken the $200,000 severance pay, would she still be head of Metro Airport?
Well, I think that it was a combination of a number of things. It wasn't so much the severance pay. It was a deceit around the severance pay, not being honest and coming forward and talking about that and saying she had a contract when she knew she did not have a contract. A number of things that caused people to question her ability to run the airport. And I think that more so than anything, that she lost the confidence of the majority of the board members. And you can't operate an airport or any other business when you're not united with all your board members moving in a direction.
Okay, but you voted unanimously, the board did, to give her that job. What was it about her that impressed you the most?
Well, I was impressed with her economic development background. I really believe the airport can be a catalyst for all southeastern Michigan and really developing businesses and things. So I was impressed with her ability to do that. And so when she came in, they're talking about she had $5.5 billion worth of development to run Wayne County. That was impressive. And as we began to learn that wasn't quite the truth, that it wasn't that type
of... Free presses have been disputing the way those numbers have been tallied. You just heard one of your colleagues on the board, though, say he's afraid that you're on the hook now for millions of dollars. She's already lawyering up and talking about suing the county. But let's start with the $700,000 that you could owe her in the in a real severance payment. What most of us understand is real severance money. Are you? Why do you believe you can get around that, or do you think that that's the cost of doing business? You have to pay it.
Well, based on the legal opinion we have received, that we think we're on solid ground on our dismissal based on the points that we have. The other thing is we had to make a decision what's best for the airport and not it be based on if we're going to lose in court or we're going to have to give up $700,000 severance. We had to look at the bigger picture, and it's a multi-million dollar operation that serves millions of people every year. So we had to look at what's best for that.
Now, Bernard, we only have a short period of time. Who's going to replace her?
Well, Tom Naughton right now is going to be interim CEO, but I think we're going to go back and look at some of the other candidates that applied, and hopefully within the next 90 days or so, we can have the candidates that are going to lead us into the future for a number of years.
All right, and so that leaves a lot of open for interpretation. Obviously, it does, and I'm not going to sit here and argue one way or another that, you know, they have a good legal footing, because I don't know the answer to that question. I don't have those facts. I don't know what they based their decision on. The one clue that he does give us in that audio that we just listened to is that having Turquia Mullen there was disruptive to the airport, and that it was best that, you know, she be replaced, and that it wasn't about legal consideration or money consideration. It was about what was best for the airport. Whether that's true or not, I'll just take him at his face. I have no reason to believe that Commissioner Parker would not tell the truth. But this is going to get complicated. There's no question that's true. And no one's saying that this is going to be easy for anybody. Now, Jeff, as I said to you, I found it interesting when she showed up yesterday afternoon for this 1:30 meeting at the Weston Hotel. She didn't just have an attorney with her. She had a publicist with her.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. Well, no, it was a surprise for me. Because why did she show up? Well, you've got to know because she had a prepared statement that she must have had a good feeling, must have had a feeling that she was going to be released from her duties as the CEO of Metropolitan Airport.
And she wants to make money off of this whole thing. Having a PR person says to me. That she's looking to make money somehow. Even if she gets fired and gets the severance, that's money. But then I think, you know, you're looking maybe at a... you know, her trying to make some money off of the celebrity.
Yeah, but, you know, these folks cost money. You know, lawyers cost money. Publicists and PR firms cost money. And, you know, really, Turquia, really, this is the way you want to do this? And, Jeff, let's be mindful. There is a federal investigation going on right now. And we don't know what the outcome of that investigation will be. You know, there was a lawsuit filed against her yesterday, a former employee who worked for the Edge Opportunities Group that gave her that $75,000 bonus payment some time back. He said that he was fired because he refused to illegally move monies around to make sure that some of it ended up in the Edge Opportunity accounts.
That's what I don't get is, and we had had this conversation before the show, if you have things to hide, then wouldn't you want to, you know, keep a low profile, just get it done as quickly as possible, you know, not make a big deal out of it, if you have something to hide? And it seems like she has a lot to hide.
Well, again, the FBI investigation will, prove that out one way or the other. I posted on our Facebook page yesterday, and by the way, our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day is, did the Wayne County Airport Authority take the correct action in firing Turquia Awada-Mullen? But I had posted yesterday at one point when I posted an article that it simply is the beginning, that there are bodies yet to be discovered. Jeff, who knows where this is headed, but I don't think this is going to go well for any of these players, any of them. Bob Ficano, of course, has a lot of splaining to do. Ultimately, the buck stops with him. This is all very, very intriguing, and anyway, we'll come back. A little more audio on this. If you'd like to ring us up, what do you think about Turquia Awada-Mullen's firing? Give us a call, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday morning. We'll take a very quick break here. We'll be back on the other side of this. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. Richard, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Great, Tony. Wow, wonderful show, man. And since you've been on, it's been a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of right to work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a right to work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, you know, union bargaining power and wages and benefits benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice who's deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani on 1310 WDTW.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, Channel 7 report on Turkiya Mullen being ceremoniously or unceremoniously dumped yesterday. There, you know, the Detroit Free Press, Jeff, and I know that you were getting ready to do your show in Ann Arbor yesterday, so although you were kind enough to post the actual firing to the Facebook page, they were live blogging like you do for a football game or a baseball game. They were live blogging there, which was kind of interesting. So I kept on going back and refreshing my browser because there was a little bit of drama building up there. So that in and of itself was kind of fascinating. But this is what Channel 7 had to report after the fact.
This is far from over. Mullen has retained a lawyer, and she and that lawyer say they are seeking a legal remedy to this situation. Bottom line, this could cost taxpayers a lot of money.
My reputation has been compromised. My professional life and public service has been severely impacted.
Seated by her newly hired attorney, the now former CEO of Metro Airport, Turkiya Mullen, reads from a prepared statement after the Airport Authority Board voted to fire her.
When I was hired for the position approximately 60 days ago, I was called an excellent choice and approved unanimously by the 7-member Wayne County Airport Authority Board.
Mullen's ouster comes less than a week after she returned a $200,000 severance payment she received when she voluntarily left her job as economic director in Wayne County to become airport CEO.
Clearly, questions surrounding my severance package should not have resulted in my wrongful termination. I was selected as Detroit Metropolitan Airport CEO following my long career path of hard work, progressive responsibilities, education, and public service to Wayne County and my accomplishments.
The 7-member board voted 5-2 to jettison Mullen. Although the decision came in the wake of the controversial $200,000 severance payment, board members would not be specific about their cause for breaking her contract at today's meeting. The board member who introduced the resolution to fire Mullen would only cite a section of Mullen's contract, which states she can be fired for dishonesty, theft, a willful misconduct, breach of fiduciary duty, and unethical business conduct. But board members would not say which specific provision she violated.
You're requesting a resolution to discharge based on each and every element identified in 7FI.
My resolution is based on that section, and that's all I'm going to say.
Mullen and her attorney say the board has no grounds for termination, and therefore the board owes her more than $700,000 left in her 3-year contract. High-profile employment attorney Deborah Gordon says Mullen may have a strong case if this goes to court.
The reality is when you have a political hire and a political fire, it's hard to find a way to match it up with just cause.
According to board member Bernard Parker, it was the board chair, Renee Axe, a Fecano appointee, who was in charge of drafting Mullen's contract and the clause that allows for the massive payout. Axe won't return calls from Action News and slipped out a back door after today's meeting.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to approach her counsel and they're going to say, let's reach some kind of a resolution. Sad point. taxpayers get stuck again.
And we tried to speak with Wayne County Executive Robert Ficano about the firing, but he played bait and switch with us outside the county building today as we tried to speak with him. He did release a statement tonight saying Mullen had become a distraction and a painful decision had to be made. Reporting live outside Metro Airport, I'm Tom Waite, 7 Action News.
I guess the investigation will continue. All right, thank you so much for that.
Yes, it will. It will continue. Very quickly, I just want to get this in. Turquia Mullen's attorney at a press conference yesterday, we found this audio on the Free Press website, but this is what he had to say immediately following the breakup of that meeting yesterday afternoon.
They could not give me any specifics. You heard it, you saw it. It was 100% void of any substantiation that this woman has done anything wrong. All the evidence is to the contrary. She wanted to continue and serve out her entire 3 years here at the Wayne County Airport.
So what are you seeking in terms of this legal action?
We're going to look at all available remedies, but the first one we're going to look at, obviously, is to fulfill the contractual obligations that they have to hire her for 3 years. She was willing and able to go through all that and perform those duties, and she performed them remarkably well in the 60 days that they allowed her to stay there. She was going to continue that, and now apparently they've made a decision to pay her for not working it.
All right, and so here's the question that needs to be asked, and Jeff asked this question, you know, before the show. Well, we're having this discussion before the show. And you know, and Jeff, what culpability does the Airport Authority Board have? They hired her unanimously back in August, 7-0. Yes, let's take her on. We know that they had 4 other candidates. All of the other candidates had airport experience. She had zero. Bernard Parker, in a separate interview, said that the reason he initially voted for her is he was impressed with her credentials and impressed with her track record, especially with economic development, which we now know she misrepresented. And so does the board have some culpability? That's what we were talking about before the show. Do they have some culpability here, and should they be held accountable somehow? And again, boards are normally only accountable to themselves.
It sounds, in the court of public opinion, which it sometimes holds a lot of weight, it sounds like they're, I mean, I don't know if it's too strong of a word to say, but incompetent at their jobs if they're just hiring people who, you know, don't have a background or experience. And it sounds like they just hired a friend. Like, a couple of the board members and her had previous relationships where they benefit, and it was as you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Well, and that is indeed, I mean, there is some element of truth to that. Now, we do know that they did hire a headhunting firm, which is not unheard of, to the tune of $50,000. And this headhunting firm went out and attracted candidates for this open position as CEO of the Wayne County airport job that Turquia Mullen actually got. You know, then the question also then comes up, you know, this is no longer about the severance thing. I mean, that's what leads to all this. Who knows where the FBI investigation will end up leading, what it will come up with. But ultimately, the Airport Authority Board, Jeff, is going to pretty much walk away unscathed. How do you hold them accountable? They're an appointed board. They answer to themselves. And, you know, they now, of course, have to reconvene. They have to once again interview candidates for this open job. And this has to be the best hire you've ever made. Because it will be scrutinized by the media, that is for sure. And it also brings up the other question, and as to what culpability the media also has in this entire story. Had the media not attached itself to the what was called the Severance Gate scandal, you know, where would this story be today without the media? Maybe it would be a non-story, Jeff. What do you think?
I think you have a good point. It would be, it's definitely broken up because of what the media did and because of what the public now thinks of what happened.
Man, I just saw my third Christmas commercial this morning. Third Christmas commercial, Jeff. We got to get rid of all the Halloween elements of the show, by the way, and I guess we need to start thinking about the holidays, huh?
Christmas it is.
Whatever. Okay, I'm just not ready. A quick break here for the top of the hour. When we come back, Dr. Nat Pernick. A lot to get to in the next hour, including Dan Kildee and Occupy Detroit. I'm Tony Trupiano. A quick break here. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes that accident working through Macomb County. I-94 westbound near North River Road, we've got an accident there. Drivers on I-96, good news. Finally, the one eastbound near the Davison, that accident has cleared, so you can jump from 96 onto the Davison now. 75, 696, that area is starting to pick up a bit.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Forecast from the National Weather Service. We're going to see fog this morning, but then sun later on and a high near 57. Tonight we'll see a few clouds, a low of 41. Tomorrow mostly sunny skies, a high near 63. Right now it's foggy and misty at the airport, 37 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. Herman Cain goes on the defensive, denying sexual harassment allegations against him. The accusations were made by two women when the Republican presidential candidate led the National Restaurant Association.
I have never sexually harassed anybody in my life, and this formal charge was made. It was found to be baseless, and yes, there was some sort of settlement or termination, and I don't even know what the contents of that was.
Cain on Fox News. Earlier in the day, Cain denied knowing of any agreement. We could be in for a big finish at the involuntary manslaughter trial of Dr. Conrad Murray. CNN's Ted Rowlands reports we'll learn today if Michael Jackson's doctor will take the stand in his own defense.
At the conclusion of court yesterday, the judge, this is after the jury left the room, asked Murray point blank, are you going to testify? And Murray replied that he hadn't made up his mind yet. So the judge said, in essence, you better hurry up.
If Murray remains silent, testimony at the trial is expected to wrap up today. The head of JetBlue is apologizing for last weekend's incident where a plane was stranded on the tarmac for 8 hours in Hartford, Connecticut. The airline faces a roughly $5 million fine. Still more than 1.5 million customers without power in the Northeast. Connecticut hardware store owner Russell Hunter says the big weekend snowstorm has folks packing into his store.
Artificial logs are gone. Saws, bow saws, clippers, loppers, pruners, anything to cut or anything to keep warm or see in the dark is pretty much what we're out of.
The snowstorm is being blamed for 13 deaths in the region. Well, there's fear of a sell-off when the opening bell rings on Wall Street in just a couple of hours' time. This after Greece's prime minister unexpectedly called for a public referendum on Europe's bailout deal. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Mike Rowe here once again, chatting with Fiona from a local Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What do you want to talk about today?
Tires.
Fiona, you were just telling me that Ford is having some sort of big tire event?
Correct.
What's it called?
The Big Tire Event.
You're calling the Big Tire Event the Big Tire Event?
Yes, we are.
Oh, well, there you go. What is it, the savings, the selection, rebates? Why is it big?
Everything.
Everything is big.
Everything is big with this event.
What about selection?
Big selection.
Savings?
Big savings.
Inventory?
Big inventory.
Rebates?
Big rebates.
When you buy four Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental, Hankook, Pirelli, or Yokohama tires, you get $100 back. A big rebate for a big event. Plus, Ford dealers will beat any competitor's advertised price with a low-price tire guarantee.
So now we're starting to see why the big tire event is
so big.
Exactly.
Competitor's ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
Another store chain will begin the holiday shopping season at the earliest possible second. Kohl's announces it will swing open its doors at midnight the moment Thanksgiving ends and will be open 24 hours on Black Friday. Kohl's joins Macy's and Target with the midnight opening. Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee wreaked plenty of havoc from the Gulf Coast all the way to Canada back in August and September. They also have caused financial havoc for the insurance industry, and that includes mayhem for the Good Hands people. Allstate reports its profit fell 55% in the third quarter from a year ago as it paid out more than $1 billion in storm-related claims. Surprise plans for a Greek referendum on Europe's economic rescue have sent world markets into uncertainty again. Asian markets fell 2% in trading today. Europe's markets down 3 to 4%. S&P futures down 2%, 25 points. NASDAQ futures down 42. Dow futures down 160. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and 5-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com. Oh, give me freedom.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you just past 7 o'clock on a very chilly Tuesday morning. I just took a quick check outside, and yeah, it's 37 degrees. No question about it. If there were a breeze, and thank God there weren't, you'd feel it. Wow. It's definitely November, and happy November 1st, everybody. Hope you all survived Halloween okay. We had quite a few, Jeff, quite a few kids come to the door. I got to tell you, I love those 2 and 3 year olds that come bundled in those cute little kitten costumes and puppy costumes. They're just they're the best.
Yeah, it's the 32-year-olds bundled in the kitten costumes you got to worry about.
Yeah, we didn't have too many of those, thank God. You live in an apartment complex. Did you guys do trick or treating?
I have no idea. I fell asleep at 8, so I pooped out.
I understand. Well, you know, you do get up awfully early in the morning. No question about that. Anyway, I hope everybody had a great Halloween. I've got a treat for everybody today. In fact, my next guest, I'm going to get to in just a second. It's a great program that I think a lot of you are not familiar with. If you are, especially in the Detroit public school system, you really want to pay attention to what we're about to talk about. I want to remind you at 7:35, potential congressional candidate Dan Kildee will be with us. Will he decide to run for his uncle's seat, Dale Kildee, in the 5th Congressional District here in the state of Michigan, or will he not? He'll make that announcement right here on First Shift, and a little bit later on in the hour, we will also check in with the Occupy Detroit folks, and we'll look forward to doing that. But let me turn my attention now to my next guest. Joining us now is Dr. Nat Pernick. He is Executive Director of the Detroit College Promise. Dr. Pernick is a third-generation Detroiter whose interest in public service derives from his father, the late Larry Pernick, a longtime Oakland County commissioner. Dr. Purnick is also a pathologist and attorney, and besides his position with the Detroit College Promise, is owner of PathologyOutlines.com, an educational website for pathologists, and does tumor-related research. Let's welcome Dr. Nat Purnick to First Shift this morning. Good morning, Dr. Purnick. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Hey, well, thanks for having me, Tony.
It is truly my pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about the Detroit College Promise. Dr. Purnick, what is it?
Well, we're a tax-exempt nonprofit. We're now in our fourth year. We're based on the very successful Kalamazoo Promise, and our goal is to revitalize Detroit Public Schools and the city of Detroit by offering incentives to kids to stay in school and be their best. And if they do that, just live in Detroit, if they're in DPS school and they do some simple paperwork, we offer them a scholarship when they graduate.
All right. Now, this sounds like one of them things that's too good to be true. In this case, though, Dr. Purnick, it is true.
It is true. And, again, it was based on Kalamazoo, which has been very successful. And in Kalamazoo, now they have a lot of money. We're building up our scholarship amount. But the reason we're doing it is because we want to give these kids an incentive. A lot of kids, as you know, it's a tough climate. They may be the first in their family to go to college. Some of them, the parents don't want them to go to college. They want them to stay home. They want them to take care of a family member. And then, of course, there's a lot of parents that are going to push their kids to college, and we want them in DPS because that will make the system stronger. So it is very simple. This past year, we offered 161 scholarships, about $46,000, and this next year we hope to do more.
All right. Well, tell me why we're focusing on ninth grade young people in the Detroit Public Schools. Why are you targeting the ninth graders?
Well, right now we're targeting the ninth graders. We register them. Kindergarten through ninth grade, but there's a deadline for ninth graders. It's December 1st, so a month from now. It's very simple to register. They could do it online. It takes 1 or 2 minutes, or we have a one-page form. It's important because we want kids at this age to start thinking about college. You know, when you're a senior, it's too late for practical purposes. We want them thinking now or younger, and so that they will take their high school years seriously. So that they will stay in schools. This is an age when some kids will drop out. So they can go to our website, DetroitCollegePromise.org, or they can call us up. We can help walk them through it. We have a paper form, 248-646-3269. And if we can get them excited, that will make a big difference.
Well, that is, I think the key to this program, of course, is to get kids interested early on. And you said, you know, that this is something that you try to get kids involved in very early on in their educational career. You know, what a wonderful carrot, if you will, Dr. Purnick, when you know that at the end of committing to your K-12 education, that there is a real nice prize waiting at the end, besides a wonderful certificate that says you completed your education, that you can further that education without the burden of having to worry about how to pay for that.
Right. I mean, we provide as much money as we can, and then the other thing we do is we help the kids get other money. So this past year, as I said, we gave out about, well, we're still writing the checks to the colleges, but it's about $46,000. But for these 161 students, they're going to get in total about $1.4 million. So we help them get a lot of other money, financial aid. This is grants, not loans. This is money they won't pay back. So for over half the kids, they don't pay anything for their college tuition. Now, they'll pay, you know, they still have to pay books and room and board, but we're helping, you know, we're giving what we can and helping them get other money so that it really won't be something they'll have to worry about. And as I said, and then we sort of want to go back to the ninth graders and the younger kids and say, see, you can do it, so you focus on doing the best you can. And this, give the same message to the parents. Make sure your kids go to school every day, echoing some of what you hear from Mr. Roberts and from church leaders and so on. Basically, we want to say to kids and parents, look, you're in charge of your own destiny. We're going to help you, but we want you to do your best.
Absolutely. Again, my guest is Dr. Nat Purnick. He is with the Detroit College Promise. And again, you're going to find them online at DetroitCollegePromise.org. That's DetroitCollegePromise.org. Detroit.org. And, you know, listen, whether if you've got a kindergartner in the Detroit Public Schools, there is, although a deadline, and that's why we're focusing the message today on ninth graders. We need them to get their applications in before December 1st, which is just a month from today. But, you know, Dr. Pernick, I have to ask the question, how are you able to fund this? Is this are these private donations? How are you funding this?
Right. We're not getting, you know, so there's other programs that take money from the school aid fund. We don't do that. There's other programs that, you know, get subsidies from DPS. We don't do that. All of our money, I mean, I'm unfortunately, I think my wife would say, unfortunately, I'm not a wealthy person, but I put in what I can to start it. my business, which is not related, it's an educational website for pathologists, that covers all the overhead so that we don't have the problems that Wayne County is having with, you know, high-priced executives because I work for no pay. We have no expenses. I mean, we actually have them, but they're not paid for by contributions. Every penny, and I think we're one of the so we don't have a lot of these problems that you talk about on your show. Every penny that people send us is redirected to a Michigan public college or university to pay for scholarships. So our money comes. We do have some grants. We got a grant from the United Way. We got a grant from the Free Press Scannett Foundation. And then the rest is individuals and businesses and family foundations and DPS alumni, people who remember how great DPS was and want to see it return, people who believe in Detroit, people who believe in education. And go to our website, click on the contribute button. If people want to help raise money for us, you know, that's great. If they want to donate money for kids from a particular DPS high school or maybe from the alma mater, they went to Michigan State or Wayne State, we can do that too. So it's a privately funded program. And as I said, so what happens is each summer we figure out, okay, how much money do we have? How many kids do we have who are interested? And then we figure out what the award will be. And every year we hope it'll be bigger. And that's basically what we've been doing for the first 3 years.
Well, I think it's an amazing program. It's an amazing opportunity for young people in the Detroit Public Schools to get a little hand up, you know, at a time where, you know, it's a challenge. I read an article in yesterday's paper, Dr. Pernick, that clearly showed that the family is having to take on a bigger burden to pay for higher education. In fact, the largest percentage of contributions coming from the family this year than ever in the history of funding college. And so to have this opportunity available to those students in the Detroit Public Schools is truly a blessing and certainly an opportunity not only for the young people that go to school there and the parents of these young people, but for those that would like to contribute. This is certainly more than just a worthy cause, I would think a necessary one. And again, what an affirmation to be in the kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, and know that if you stay on your path, that if you put in the required work, that at the end of that is, again, more than just a certificate that says you've graduated high school. It's an opportunity to continue that education without the burden, some of the financial burden. And I would think, you know, Dr. Pernick, for some, you know, the financial burden is still going to be there, but certainly not at the level it will be for others. And again, that's a wonderful opportunity. I want to thank you for sharing this with us today, and we'll certainly let people know on our Facebook page how to get in touch with you.
Well, thanks a lot, Tony. I really appreciate it. And also, imagine if people are looking for things to do, they want to volunteer, they can call us up. One of the things we're asking people to do is adopt a school. A lot of schools, they have PTAs or LSCOs, as they're called in Detroit. They often need help.
All right. Dr. Burke, we're just out of time, but we'll let, you know, direct people to the DetroitCollegePromise.org. We'll be back. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes drivers who are coming in from some of the outlying areas. You are still facing some foggy conditions at times. Those coming in I-96 making your way between Kensington and Kent Lake. We've had some construction going on through there through quite a while. Looks like that's going to run in through the month of November. And at times we do see the delays that through that stretch for those trying to get in toward 275.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see sun at some point today, a high near 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 41. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 63. Last check at Metro Airport, still some fog, 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Good news for anyone with a roofing problem, because you could use a little. GAF Timberline shingles have a lifetime limited warranty and are backed by GAF's advanced protection technology for long-term performance and wind resistance, no matter where you live. They're North America's number one seller, and they're affordably priced at the Home Depot. Just like everything else you'll need for an integrated watertight roofing system. GAF shingles. Quality you can trust. See limited warranty for complete coverage and restrictions.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. You know, feel free to join us. We're open lines at the bottom of the hour. We actually have a very busy hour after we get to the bottom. So if you've got something that you'd like to get to today, feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Of course, at the 8 o'clock hour, Chris Mihalakis will be with us. I'm really looking forward to Chris's visit today because we're going to talk about the president's what may be executive order to help people with college loan debt, which is a huge issue in this country, much bigger than I think most people realize, which kind of brings me back to the Detroit College Promise. And again, I want to thank Dr. Nat Pernick for joining us and sharing the good news for the students in the Detroit Public Schools. You know, at some level, I think it's just great that from kindergarten on, there's this opportunity, and And if you go on their website, and I really want to encourage you to do that, go to DetroitCollegePromise.org. Look at their board of directors. You're going to be just amazed at how many people are supporting this effort. People from all over Southeast Michigan, all over the state and the country for that matter. And so it is, I think, critical that, you know, if you can support this kind of effort, you should do it. And you know, I realize that a lot of people don't have this opportunity in their own school district. That, you know, doesn't mean that we shouldn't support it, of course, and others. I'm just, I'm really pleased with the way that the Detroit College Promise in its third year is thriving. And much of it due to, of course, the great work of Dr. Nat Pernick. We are going to turn our attention now to the phones. And let me welcome Mark in Bloomfield to First Shift. Mark, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tony. This is Mark from Bloomfield, of course. The Occupy movement, it seems to be really focused around money, 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 money. And all the politicians are about money, money, money. I'm thinking that the way to get the money out of the move out of politics and to really put a focus on Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy movement in general is there's a thing called Move to Amend, which is a constitutional amendment proposal to make a constitutional amendment that says corporations are not people and that and to publicly fund the elections.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that are in favor of publicly funded elections. It's so interesting that you call and bring this up, Mark. I had suggested I talk to one of the key people in the Occupy Detroit movement last week, and he had asked me, you know, from your perspective, where you're sitting, what's your audience saying is the major issue? And you know, Mark, that 3 out of 5 people suggest that it's money, exactly what you're saying, money and politics that needs to be dealt with.
Yep.
And they were astounded. They thought it was going to be foreclosures or student loan debt or, you know, a lot of other financial issues. But no, it's really about money and politics because people realize that money has corrupted politicians and the political system, period.
Hey, we got the best government that money can buy.
Yeah, literally. Literally.
And, if you look up fascism, if you look up fascism in Wikipedia today, it isn't what it was when Mussolini was a fascist.
No, it is certainly not.
Plutocracy, oligarchy, plutocracy, it's all the same thing. It's all the big money in politics.
You said that perfectly. Mark, you said that perfectly. And 100% behind you, and you're smack dab right on. Great call. Great call. 888-552-3595. Mark hit it on the head. Again, I've been astounded by how many people that write me or have called the show, but more write me that said, hey, Tony, what we need to do is get rid of money in politics. We need to publicly finance campaigns. That would make a lot of people awfully happy. Mark, excellent call. Let's welcome Charles in Detroit. Charles, thanks for punching in this morning. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, and I agree that Mark was right on, although the Tea Party is old-time fascist in the way they're reversing trying to reverse working-class gains in the law, you know, with the, you know, that's old-time right-wing. But, you know, I wanted to mention that Occupy Wall Street in Detroit is having a march opposing austerity and government cuts to public health and welfare services and public servants who provide those, services. Also, and I didn't bring the exact time, unfortunately, to read, but also Sunday, you may know, there's a labor march from the Hart Plaza.
I believe I was told that was Saturday, Charles.
Oh, Saturday. I'm sorry. Well, I may have them.
Well, you know what?
There's an anti-austerity and a pro-labor march from Occupy Wall Street.
Well, we've got, I think it's L. Williams on at 7:50. Perhaps he'll have some of those details. We'll ask him.
But the Occupy Detroit is right on, as you've been saying. It's just, I've been down there regularly, and they're very brave heroes and heroines and heroes.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed as we, you know, Charles, and you're aware of this, as we look at what's happening nationally, the Detroit Occupy movement, I think, is showing leadership in how to do this correctly. We've got an excellent reputation with the police. We are a growing movement. People are donating.
Violence is that first principle. They're Martin Luther King. They're following Martin Luther King's method in their nonviolence.
Well, and that's critical. I think in order for the message to be taken seriously, this has to be a nonviolent, civil, disobedient movement. And that's what it has to be.
And they're very disciplined in that regard. And, you just go on and on. The virtues of this this new political generation is just so proud of them.
Well, then thank you for your call, Charles. I think that, that sets it perfectly. We should be very proud of the Detroit Occupy movement, the Occupy movement in general, but certainly the folks in Detroit have done an amazing job of organizing and defining and clarifying and organizing. I don't know, at some level I'm honored to just be on the peripheral associated with the Occupy movement. I'm happy that, you know, we can give them, you know, 8 or 10 minutes every day on the show. I mean, that pleases me that we have the opportunity to do that. And it's made a difference. Not that I'm keeping score, because I'm not, but this audience has been very generous. We had Herb call in yesterday and talk about, what he and his wife have done for the Occupy Detroit movement, the supplies that they've brought down. Sharon, a regular listener, supplying, some furniture, some firewood. Michelle yesterday, 3 printers. How many of you have written me about blankets and tents and food and tarps and office supplies? This audience has been amazingly supportive of the Occupy Detroit movement, and we will continue to be supportive of what they're doing. When we continue, Dan Kildee, will he be a candidate for the 5th Congressional District? We're going to get the answer to that on the other side. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift. We'll be back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes things getting busier for drivers on I-94 making your way towards 696, trying to get onto the Reuther. You have plenty of company there as you try to head out toward Van Dyke, and then it gets busier the closer you get toward Mound and I-75, and of course 75 coming into the 696 interchange. We always have a lot of company there, especially that southbound side, which is always bunched up until you get down past about 8 Mile.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We will see sun today, our high near 57. Tonight, though, partly cloudy. A low 41. Tomorrow, more sun, and we should hit 63 degrees. Right now, still foggy out near Metro Airport, and we have 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to Wind Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says labor is very concerned about Congressional Super Committee Medicare and Medicaid cuts in the hundreds of billions of dollars. The AFL-CIO Executive Council met Monday to plan a public campaign against the cuts. Trumka says working people have already made tremendous economic sacrifices, and labor won't stand for taking even more away from working people.
They've already given a lot. They've given their homes, they've given their jobs, they've given back in wages, while the rich have done better than ever. The middle class and the lower class have already given. It's time for the rich to give a little bit so that we can at least get back to balance. Working people will oppose any cuts to those essential programs, no matter who proposes them. And it should be a no-brainer that we will finally ask Wall Street and the super rich to pay their fair share.
The AFL-CIO is activating 700,000 online activists to oppose the cuts and is also partnering with progressive groups nationwide to fight the Medicare and Medicaid cuts. Connecticut Red Cross workers are set to strike on Thursday. Jesse Russell has more.
American Red Cross blood collection employees in Connecticut have been working without a contract for 2 years and with no sign of an agreement on the horizon. Those workers are planning to strike on Thursday. Last weekend, the Red Cross rejected the most recent proposal put forth by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. While the strike will be open-ended, the organization says it doesn't expect to see a disruption of blood deliveries early in the strike action. The organization says it will wait until the strike begins to determine if it'll need to cancel any blood drives. The main issues holding up negotiations are differences in opinion regarding bargaining rights, scheduling, healthcare benefits, and employee input into staffing ratios. The union alleges that the Red Cross has substantially reduced the number of licensed nurses from 36 to less than 12, limiting the availability of licensed nurses at blood drives.
This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. It is a chilly Tuesday morning. We got a guest coming up here in just a minute. I did get word, by the way, during the break that the March for Labor is going to be on Sunday, but we're going to get all that clarified, so don't worry about that. We'll get everything. We've got the Occupy segment coming up at 7:50. We'll get everything clarified at that point, so just stay tuned for that, and we'll be fine. Let me turn my attention now, as I've been kind of teasing you all morning. Dan Kildee is kind of is really an exceptional person. Let me just give you a little bit of his background. He is currently, by the way, the co-founder and president of the Center for Community Progress. Now, the center is a national organization dedicated to policy research and technical assistance to support the productive reuse and revitalization of vacant, abandoned, and underutilized property, particularly in American cities. And the center has offices in Flint and in Washington, D.C. But prior to that, Dan has had an amazing record of public service in Genesee County and in the Flint area, where he was the Genesee County Treasurer from 1997 until 2009. He was also on the Genesee County Commissioner, including 5 years as their chairman on the Board of Commissioners. He also served in the Genesee County Democratic Party chair, as well as chairman of the 9th and 5th Congressional District Democratic Parties. This is a guy that gets it. This is a guy that understands what it takes to lead, and we need leaders right now that are going to run for congressional seats. As many of you know, Dale Kildee is retiring this year after a wonderful, wonderful tenure serving the state of Michigan, not just bringing money and opportunity to Flint, but into the entire state. Dan is his nephew. He is with us this morning to make an announcement, and let us welcome Dan Kildee to First Shift. Dan, a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be on the show. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, for those of us that are following you online, we already know the answer to the question, but not everybody is. So I will now ask you, Dan Kildee, will you run for Congress in 2012?
I sure will. I'm announcing today that I will seek the Democratic nomination for Congress in the 5th District. You know, I grew up in this area, grew up in Flint, know Flint, Bay City, Saginaw really well. Know the people, understand the problems that they face, and I'm anxious to get started. I'm anxious to not just get through this campaign, but to take office in Washington and go to fight for the people of this area.
Well, you know, I find it interesting because you're doing some amazing amazing work with the with the Center for Community Progress. And you've done, you know, and it's needed work. Let's just be honest about it. What you're doing with the center is needed work. Why are you willing to put that aside? I mean, you've been very successful. The Center for Community Progress is extremely successful. It's a program that's thriving. Why would you put that aside to run for Congress?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I feel as if I've never made a career change in my whole life, and I feel that way about this. I get up every day and I try to do whatever I can to make things better for the people of our country and of our community. And I've found lots of different ways to do that. When I was a school board member, when I was a county commissioner, when I was county treasurer, and now with the Center for Community Progress, I've always basically just tried to advance the things that I believe that I think make a difference. And so while I think and I know that the work of the organization that I lead right now is really important work for communities in Michigan and all across the country, my thought is that the best thing I can do is not just try to affect policy as it relates to cities and reinvesting in those, you know, important assets in our communities, large and small, across the country that will put this country back to work. Rather than just trying to affect policy, it makes sense for me when the opportunity arises to roll up my sleeves, go to work, and be one of the people creating policy. So, you know, in many ways, it's the same job that I've always had in a different role. So this opportunity to run for Congress is a way for me to continue the work that I've been doing, you know, at the county, now at the Center for Community Progress, and in January of 2013, hopefully as a member of the United States Congress.
Well, what do you think Congress should be focused on? I mean, you know, we could have an entire 3-hour show on what they're not doing, but what do you think they should be focused on and what they should be doing, Dan?
Well, the singular thing we have to do is get America back to work. Unemployment is at unacceptable rates. Even the people who are unemployed who actually are employed are hurting as they see their benefits cut and their wages go down. The richer are getting richer, and people in the middle class and working class and people who are at the lower rungs of our economic ladder are suffering even more and more. Corporate profits are exploding, and the people who are sitting around their kitchen table trying to figure out how to make ends meet are having a hard time. That is the singular goal of the Congress. Now, how we get there is what the Congress is going to be debating and what I want to bring my voice to. I believe that to put this country back to work, we've got to invest in our people, not in our corporations, but in our people. We can't have a competitive economy and cut support for higher education or not ensure that every American has affordable health care. The only way we're going to grow our economy is to create a strong consumer class, a middle class that has tremendous purchasing power to buy goods that are produced right here in America. If all we want to do is increase numbers on Wall Street and corporate profits, and then somehow, as the Republican Congress seems to believe, that just by luck or by osmosis, some of all of that wealth will trickle down to the people who are the core of America, the heart of America, the working class, the middle class, you know, then all we have to do is look at recent history. The greatest economic expansion in the 20th century occurred when President Clinton was in office, when we invested in people. George W. Bush came into office, cut taxes for the wealthiest Americans, began to reduce the kinds of investments in people, and look what happened.
Well, you know, that actually, Dan, let me interrupt you, because I think that this brings me to my next question. I think it's an important question. What do you say to those in Congress and the Beltway, inside the Beltway, who say that all we really need to do, because we're hearing this a lot, is give tax cuts to the super wealthy and huge corporations, and then everything's going to be fine. Eric Cantor said it yesterday in Ann Arbor. That's what they say. That's what the Republicans are saying. Respond to that. I think it's an important question.
It really is. I mean, this is really the central challenge facing this country. Do we believe that creating wealthier, wealthy Americans is the way to create a more fair, just, and equitable society or not. Eric Cantor's got it exactly wrong. He ought to just read the history of the 20th century in America. There's no evidence that supports the idea that when you cut taxes for the wealthy, put more capital in their hands, that they will, by their largesse, invest in higher wages for American workers. It just doesn't work that way. There's no history that supports it. You know, you look at the Bush years, and it was a disaster for America, and it was started off, his first act was to reduce taxes on the wealthiest Americans. You know, tax rates have come down a long way since the 60s and 70s, so we're not talking about 60 and 70 and 80% marginal rates at the top end. We're talking about something that's maybe, you know, the difference between the Clinton era top tax rate and Bush is like 4.5%. Can't the wealthiest Americans, the people who have more money than they know what to do with, rather than decide between a Bentley or a Mercedes, offer to perhaps take some of the wealth that we have created for them and contribute it back to create a more civil, just, and equitable society? That's the question that we face in this country. And to me, it's such a simple answer, but it's amazing to me how these simple answers somehow get more complicated when you get inside the Beltway.
Yeah, that's for sure. Dan Kildee, again, my guest, announcing just this morning that he will be a candidate and seek the Democratic nomination for Congress in the 5th Congressional District. Tell me, Dan, what is the difference between you and some of the other candidates that have been mentioned as looking at running in the primary leading up into 2012?
Well, you know, there are a few people out there. The thing that I have concluded, and the reason I'm in this race, is that, you know, there are other good people that are thinking about running. I think of the likely candidates, I'm the only one who can say he has a clear and consistent Democratic progressive track record. The things that are the core of the Democratic Party principles are the things that have driven me. So I'm a Democrat every single day, not just on the days when it's easy to be a Democrat, but also on the days when there are tough votes and the choice between standing up for working Americans or corporate interests cause you to have to make a decision. And so in some cases, some of the folks that have been thinking about this race haven't come down on the right side of that question, at least in my way of thinking. You know, and these are maybe legitimate points of view. But this district is a district that's a 60% plus Democratic district, and it's not one that ought to be occupied by somebody who's not a Democrat every day, every minute of every day.
Absolutely. We're just about out of time, Dan, in about 20 seconds. What will you be doing between now and the next 60, 90 days to you know, gear up to get to do what you got to do?
Well, I'll be spending a lot of time going up and down I-75 in U.S. 23. It's a big district, stretches from Fenton to Oscoda, so I'm going to meet as many people as I can. You know, I'm from Genesee County, but I know a lot of folks in the Bay and Saginaw areas, and I'm going to make sure that I connect with as many of them as I can.
All right, Dan Kildee, thank you so much. Congratulations on your announcement. We hope to have you back as you work through this candidacy. The best of luck to you.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
You bet. Let's take a quick break here. Occupy Detroit when we continue.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trujillo on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Truppiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Truppiano on Twitter.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Congratulations to Dan Kildee, great guy. I've never met him, but I've heard lots of great things about him. I'm a big fan of his uncle, who again is retiring after an illustrious career in politics as a congressman. From the great state of Michigan. We're going to, as we do every day at this time, we're going to turn our attention now to the Occupy Detroit movement. And I'm so happy that I've been, you know, able to do the real little bit that I've been able to do to support these folks. I wish my schedule allowed me to be there. And I am going to get there this week. There's no question that's going to happen. But let me welcome Al Williams back to the show. Al's been with us before. He's part of the Occupy Detroit movement. Al, it's a pleasure to have you here. Congratulations on the continued success of the Occupy movement, especially the Occupy Detroit movement. And I know some great things are happening. You've got to be pleased with the way things are going.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're pleased and holding out strong. We're pleased at the fact that we have so many different type of people participating. I mean, teachers, janitors, union workers, and let me say thank you to all the labor organizations that are a part of this movement, police officers, unemployed people, employed people from all walks of life. And so that's really the number one thing that I'm proud of, that this is a very, very diverse group of people participating. It really shows the importance of and who the 99% is.
You know, Al, are you a little bit surprised that as you were going through that list, I mean, you know, I'm getting a smile on my face. Are you a little bit surprised at how diverse this group became so quickly?
Absolutely, absolutely surprised at how diverse it became so quickly. I wasn't, you know, in other movements, you see a lot of young people participating. We got a very diverse age group of people participating. In other groups, you see a lot of people who are unemployed. We have both employed and unemployed folk who are participating. In other groups, you see a lot of community organizers. We have community organizers and people who have never organized a thing in their life participating. So, yes. I'm completely surprised, but ecstatic at the same time.
Yeah, it's just very cool. You know, I posted, and I've been posting a lot of stuff on our Facebook page. Anything I can find about the Occupy Detroit movement, I post it there because it's become a nice little gathering place for disseminating information. You know, there has been so much positive stuff, and I was sitting here thinking, Al, We've had a great relationship with the police. We've got a great relationship with the media. People are donating left and right. In fact, we got a donation of three printers, computer printers, yesterday, which I was thrilled. I know the food keeps coming in. I know the money donations are still rolling in. And I know we still need stuff. But here's the great thing, Al. You know, people from all walks of life. I talked to an 84-year-old lady yesterday that had a bunch of stuff she wanted to donate. She actually went through and cleaned out her closets and had a bunch of clothes and canned goods. I mean, 84 years old, Al, it doesn't get any better than this. This is the 99%.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we want to say thank you to the young lady who said that she would donate those.
Al, did we lose you? Ah, cell phone technology.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is. All right.
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you to the young lady who's willing to donate those items and materials. We have a lot of different organizations and individuals who are donating what they can when they can, which is really plays a huge part in keeping us going, keeping us out there. You know, it's getting cold. We can always use more wood. We can always use more blankets. We can always use more tents. We can always use more propane. We can always use more printers for organizers. And so that list is still an ongoing list. But I do want to say thank you so much to all of the organizations and individuals.
You know, I got to tell you, what is impressing me about you this morning is how up you are, how positive you sound, how just absolutely thrilled you seem to be with what you're doing right now. And do we lose Al again?
No, I'm here.
There you are.
This is history in the making, man. So I'm really happy to be a part of it. You know, I didn't get a chance to march in the civil rights movement, but I'm getting a chance to occupy Detroit now. You know, I didn't get a chance to partake in improving rights of women, but I got a chance right now to make a difference not only in my city but in this country. So yeah, I'm upbeat. I'm excited. I'm organizing. I'm out there, and I think talking to the people is the best part about this.
Well, I got to tell you, if we could bottle what you feel right now, no question, we would start seeing things move and quickly. Let me just remind people, we do have a wish list of stuff, and it's not going to change. But I want to make a special appeal to the one person I know that's out there that has some office space in the city of Detroit, that they would be willing to donate to the Occupy Detroit movement. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I know you're waiting for the right minute. This is it. This is the time. Send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and let's help this Occupy Detroit movement before it gets cold, before it gets real snowy. Let's get them set up in an office space so that they can continue with this movement. And throughout the entire winter, they got a plan, folks. Trust me, I'm privy to a little bit of it. They've got a plan. So whoever's out there that has that office space that's waiting for the right time, now's that time. Al, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that we still need people that have medical training to come out and staff the medical tent.
Absolutely. I know that there are doctors out there that want to occupy. I know that there are doctors out there that believe in this movement. We need your help. We know that there are nurses that are out there who believe in this movement, who are labor organizers, who believe in social justice. We need you more than anything else right now.
All right. So the other things that we need, of course, all food donations are always welcome. Sleeping bags, propane tanks. They must be full, please. Tarps, blankets, large storage tents. You know, again, we got the three printers yesterday, but we can use more with cartridges if possible. Pens, paper, scotch tape, staplers, paper clips, any kind of office supplies, copy paper, all that kind of stuff. If somebody's got a copy machine that perhaps is just sitting around, or, you know, somebody that might have one, you're networking with other people, keep the Occupy Detroit movement in mind. Again, we're building a movement. And that means we're building a group of people, which means we need supplies to make that happen. And the good news is, Al, how long's it been? 2.5 weeks?
Almost 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is, look at what you've accomplished in such a short period of time. I mean, we're all grateful to what everybody's done. Al, I want to thank you for checking in with us this morning, brother. I'm very proud of you and everything you're doing, and just know that we're here for you.
Thank you. There is one more thing that I do want to mention.
Absolutely.
You know, there is an Occupy Oakland, California. And if you don't know, you know, Occupy Oakland has had some issues with the police recently. And so what we want to do is we want to call out to everyone, the 99%, so we can come together as Detroiters, as Occupy Detroiters, and show solidarity with Occupy Oakland. We're going to march on November 2nd.
We got to get to the break, y'all, real quick here.
We're going to march from Grand Circus Park to Hart Plaza at 6 p.m.
All right. Thank you, Al. We got to go to the break. We'll be back. Chris Mihalakis on the other side.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. We have an accident working on the roof there. A 696 eastbound after Orchard Lake. Looks like it's moved off to the shoulder. I-96 eastbound at Kent Lake. We've got an accident there. Keep in mind our construction zone between Kent Lake and Kensington.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We are going to see sun at some point today, a high near 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 41. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 63. Last check at Metro Airport, still some fog, 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
Ben Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. Damage control for Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain. He's been hitting the airwaves discussing sexual harassment allegations made by two women during the 1990s. CNN's Bob Costantini is live in Washington with the latest.
Matt, as Monday went on, Herman Cain's position slowly changed.
As I've been getting beat up, I've been trying to recall what some of those things were.
He appeared on Fox News in the evening after acknowledging he had been the subject of a sexual harassment complaint while heading the National Restaurant Association. Cain said he could only recall one encounter with a staffer.
And brought my hand, didn't touch him, up to my chin and said, "You're the same height as my wife because my wife comes up to my chin." That was put in there as something that made her uncomfortable.
Cain believes that woman was given a severance settlement, but he emphasized he never harassed anyone. Matt?
Dr. Conrad Murray could take the stand on his own behalf at his involuntary manslaughter trial today. Yesterday, prosecutor David Walgren went after the defense's star witness, Dr. Paul White, asking about Murray waiting 20 minutes to call 911 when he found Michael Jackson unresponsive.
There's no justification for what Conrad Murray did in failing to immediately call 911, is there?
As I said earlier, I think he should have called 911 sooner. I do not, however, think it would have made any difference in the outcome of this case.
Now, if Murray doesn't take the stand, testimony is expected to conclude today. An apology from JetBlue. It faces millions of dollars in fines for leaving passengers on one flight stranded on the tarmac in Hartford for nearly 8 hours over the weekend. About 1.5 million people are still without power in the snowy Northeast. Summit, New Jersey Mayor Jordan Glad asked parents to postpone trick-or-treating.
We just could not see allowing children to walk around.
13 deaths are blamed on last weekend's storm. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. Talk about the big tire event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the big tire event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy 4 select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a big tire event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks.
He's staring straight at us.
See if there is strength in numbers.
It's going to be a long night.
AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Earnings reports from companies including Pfizer and Archer Daniels Midland are better than expected this morning, but that's failing to help the market avoid a profoundly strong pullback. S&P futures are losing 2%, 25 points. NASDAQ futures off 38, Dow futures down 163. Oil futures taking a tumble as well, losing $2.50 to below $91 a barrel. The gloom is stemming from across the pond, where Greece's prime minister has caught the European Union off guard, calling for a national referendum on Greece's future role in the eurozone. European markets falling as much as 4% after that news. This is the day JCPenney starts becoming another retailer. Former Apple exec Ron Johnson takes the CEO post today, and the chain is unveiling some new items clearly designed to appeal to higher-end shoppers. Items include the most expensive handbag Penney has ever sold, a Liz Claiborne leather bag for $80. It's also starting to carry watches made of gold. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and five-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com. Oh, give me freedom.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. Talk about the big tire event with Fiona, who works at a Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
I'm good, thank you.
What makes the big tire event big?
Everything.
Selection?
Big.
Rebates?
Big.
Savings?
Big.
It's big all around.
All around, it's big.
It's so large, in fact, that the announcer should take it from here.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
All right, well, there it is. It's a big tire event, and everything about it is
big. Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats.
To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks?
He's staring straight at us.
See if there is strength in numbers.
It's going to be a long night.
AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
Welcome, everybody. Tony Tripiano back with you on this still very chilly Tuesday morning. Now, I got to tell you, I'm normally not a weather wimp like I'm being or sounding like today, but it's actually colder now than it was when I got here this morning, and there's something seriously wrong with that. Welcome to Michigan, right? Chris Mihalakis is with us. We'll get to that in just a moment. Then we will have some time for open lines. I'm getting a lot of emails as well. Chris actually is involved with the Occupy movement. So those of you that are emailing me about that, we're going to take some time before we get into some of the other stuff we have planned to talk about what's happening, give everybody an update, because there is some misinformation out there. That's fine. It doesn't matter. We're going to correct it. We're going to give you the right information in this hour, so just stay tuned for that. Our number, if you'd like to call us, 888-552-3595. Let's get the intro in, and we'll go ahead and get started, because Chris has got a really neat announcement to make. The UFCW is getting involved in the Occupy movement. I want to get to that quickly. Our intro, please, Jeffrey.
Joining Tony in studio, as he always does at this time, the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers of Michigan, Chris Mihalakis.
And we're right today. It is Tuesday. It is your regular time, and here you are.
Here we are.
Chris, welcome back. Before we're going to talk about, and I prefaced this earlier on the show, we're going to talk about student loan debt and what may end up being a presidential executive order. And it's a great information, great stuff. We're going to get to that. I promise. We got plenty of time. You're not in a hurry today, so if we got to keep you a while, you're good with that.
Sure.
But the UFCW is stepping up in a pretty neat way, and it's a neat way because I think anybody will get it. What's the UFCW doing for the Occupy movement?
Well, Tony, we are proud to contribute porta-potties the occupiers.
Like I said, that's a big deal.
Absolutely. You know, it really is. People don't realize that if you want to sustain a group of occupiers and campers for a long period of time, that's one of the most fundamental questions and issues that you have to deal with. And we've been fortunate that LAX, the owners of LAX, have kept their club open for us to use the restrooms there. But, you know, sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes at 4 a.m, you need a porta potty for those campers to go to in the middle of the night. And it's going to be it's literally the number one thing they've been asking for the last couple weeks. And we've had a hard time logistically, figuring out who was going to pay for what. But, you know, I talked to Roger about this yesterday.
Roger Robinson, who's the president of the UFCW.
That's right.
We don't assume everybody knows who's Roger is.
That's true. But Roger, being the great labor leader he is, he just said, we got it. Don't worry about it. It's on UFCW. So we got that taken care of.
Now, let's just explain your involvement in the Occupy movement, sure, because we're about to give out some information. I want people to know that you're actually part of the movement. This sure isn't something you've heard third hand. You actually were there for the first General Assembly, so you've been involved from the very beginning. I've just been doing the easy stuff, sitting here begging people for donations. You've been showing up every day. So explain your involvement, and then we're going to get some information out.
Well, you know, I try to go to as many General Assemblies as I can. I was at the first few, and it's difficult for me to make it to all of them. But, you know, I've camped out in Grand Circus Park a couple of nights. And I tell you, it's pretty wild waking up to the sound of the people mover rolling by.
Yeah, that would be wild.
it was a great experience and met a lot of very interesting people. But we started what we call a labor committee, and it's made up of occupiers who are interested in the labor movement and also folks in the labor movement who want to get involved in the occupation. And, by the way, we meet every single Monday at 6:30 at the Hayes and Pingree statue. And, it's really cool how, you know, such a great icon of the city of Detroit, a very progressive, very labor friendly, symbol like Hayes and Pingree has literally become the meeting place for a lot of committee meetings.
That is cool.
Yeah. So we meet there every Monday at 6:30. So if any union members are interested in joining us, we encourage you to come down every week. But yesterday we decided on how we're going to structure our Labor Solidarity Day. And we have some great young organizers from the UAW who've been working on this and putting this together. And what we decided through consensus was we're going to gather ourselves at the Labor Legacy Monument on Jefferson. It's the big incomplete circle in Hart Plaza. And we're going to collect food, clothing, and also wood, especially pallets. If you go to any big box store in the back, you always see pallets that they just kind of leave out that people pick up. If you got a truck, or you can throw a few pallets in the back of your car, we encourage you to bring those. We actually use them as supports for the tents, to keep the heat trapped inside better, and we're building as part of the design of the new tent city, we're gonna rally at 2:00, about 2:30, 2:45.
So let me back up. You should bring your donations to Hart Plaza.
Yes.
Okay. Not bring it to the Grand Circus Park, but to Hart Plaza.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Because what we want to do is we want to show that labor is contributing to this movement. And so, we're going to parade our way down Woodward and join the occupation at Grand Circus Park. and we're going to have a rally about 3 o'clock, 3:30.
And this is on Sunday?
On Sunday.
Okay.
At the Hazen Pingree statue.
Okay.
One thing we need, and if your listeners can help us out, is we need a few people with pickup trucks to help us move supplies, help us receive them at Hart Plaza and move them to Grand Circus Park.
All right. Now, there's been some talk of what they, in fact, I got an email during the break, and I was reading it to you, and you went, well, that's not true. Well, so let's correct some things. Firewood. What's going on with firewood?
What they're trying to do is they're trying to tone down the burn barrels. They've become kind of a gathering point for some activities that not everyone in the camp condones. I don't know what the long-term plan is going to be and what they're going to do through the winter. My guess is they're just going to keep a closer eye on it and have less burn barrels. But what they're going to need is pallets. And that way, when they need firewood, they can break down a pallet, but more importantly, they can use it as structure for a lot of their other, for their tents and for their camps, and they can even, you know, use them for shelves and use them to store food.
All right, now, on this email also said that they were not taking food donations. That's not true.
Well, for the next couple, for today and tomorrow, they are not. They're trying to do is reorganize their kitchen. And so they're sending everything off site so they can check it. There's a lot of perishable stuff that they're just not going to be able to serve in time that they're going to give to gleaners.
Good.
So they're just taking everything off site, you know, just so that way they can control rodents and things downtown, check everything, make sure, you know, things are edible and good. And then they're going to ship back. My guess is on a daily basis, they'll be bringing food that they need for that day, because they're afraid of theft and vandalism and people coming in. And
right, which goes back to the money donations and the reason why they did not want to accept money donations right there. There were some issues with thefts, and so that's a legitimate issue. You don't want people walking around with pockets full of money. I mean, that just makes sense, and so that's why we told everybody just to go to the occupy-detroit.com website.
.us
website. And donate, and it's right at the top, because I still get emails from people. I don't know, I can't see where to donate. It says donate right at the top, folks.
Right.
So just click on that, and it's real simple from there. Is that everything? Are we pretty well caught up now?
I think so. I mean, I would encourage everybody to come down 2 o'clock Sunday. We're going to start at the Labor Legacy Monument. We're going to march to the Hazen Pingree statue in Grand Circus Park. And we're going to have a rally, and we'll, Lions are off this week. So,
right. There's plenty of available parking, by the way,
yes.
So people understand that the parking is never going to be an issue.
Yeah.
For those of you that haven't been down there, Saturdays can be a little bit tougher day for people. That's usually a catch-up day, whatever, clean the house, whatever. Sunday, you know, again, there's no Lions. There's really no reason. Folks, it's after church. All of those excuses kind of go away. I know a lot of people are very curious as to what's going on down there. This is a great opportunity to go and see what's happening.
Absolutely.
You know, the good news here, before we get to the break, the good news here is the movement is growing as we hoped it would, probably better than we hoped it would.
Yeah.
And I you heard the interview I did with Al Williams in the last hour. I mean, listen to how up he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is a guy that's been there every day. This is a guy that's, you know, right in the middle of it all. And, a lot of optimism, and we know what's happening in Denver and Oakland and some other cities. We've had it pretty dang good here in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, like you've been saying, Tony, the police have been great with us. They'd flat out tell us, we've lost, Wall Street's killed our pension funds. It's made it harder for us to retire. It's hurt our quality of life. And honestly, I think the relationship we've developed with a lot of the locals has made the police's job a little easier. Because we police ourselves in there in Grand Circus Park, and little issues have come up here and there, but they get handled without the police having to be called in, and they know we can take care of ourselves.
Well, you know, and it's good as I think the guest I had on yesterday said, if the police are there in case they are needed, and because of the relationship that the occupiers have with the police, they take they take every concern seriously, and problems have been zero and none. So
yeah, and plus labor has really stepped up, and hearing Roger Robinson, president of Local 876, step up, that was amazing.
Yeah, actually that is amazing. That's a huge help. All right, a quick break here. We got a lot more to talk about with Chris Mihalakis today. If you want to join us, 888-552 3595. I got to go fill my coffee up. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
With Tony Trubiano. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that earlier accident on I-96 eastbound at Kent Lake Road. Looks like it's moved off to the left side. And, of course, we have that construction going on between Kent Lake and Kensington. In the morning, we see the slower traffic on the eastbound side. In the afternoon, the westbound side. If you get onto the Reuther eastbound, 696 after Orchard Lake, an earlier accident there on the left side, still trying to clear. Look for the slowdowns for traffic heading through our construction zone on 59 between Crooks and Updike. Heavy traffic westbound trying to get to I-75.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service includes sunny skies today, our high near 57. Tonight, a few clouds, a low near 41. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 63. Last check at Metro Airport, still some light fog and 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Play EA Sports NCAA Football 12 Pick'em presented by Lowe's. Visit the Lowe's Home Improvement Facebook page. Pick the winning college football games and you'll be entered to win weekly prizes from EA Sports. Lowe's is an official corporate partner of NCAA Football. No purchase necessary until 11:59 p.m. Central Time on 12-11. Subject to official rules at Facebook.com/Lowe's.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond. The ideal cut diamond is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Recently on First Shift.
Well, so joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano
on 1310 WDTV.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310.
WDTW.
22 minutes after the hour, 888-552-3595, if you care to join us. Chris Mihalakis, again with me, Legislative and Political Director at the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. He's with us every Tuesday at this time. Before we talk about student loan reform, which is long overdue, You know, and I on Saturday evening are involved in something called the Soapbox Summit at AJ's Music Cafe in Ferndale.
That's right.
And I'll be talking about it. In fact, I'm going to give AJ a call a little later on today and try to get him on the show before Saturday. But I was happy when I received an email from AJ overnight. He was just forwarding some information on Saturday because I'm moderating the event. And your name was on the list. Yeah. I didn't even know you were doing it until about 3 o'clock this morning. So,
yeah, it sounds like it'll be a fun event, and I'll have it in with the moderator. So.
Yeah, you will have it in with the moderator, absolutely. I'm sorry, no, that was Mihalakis' turn to answer that. Chris, did you have something? No, I'm sorry, Chris wanted to get to that. No, it'll be fun. And
Yeah, it sounds like, AJ, he's a small business owner and really progressive guy. I mean, he's come to me in the past, and hopefully I'll have some time to sit down with him on Saturday to say, what can I do to be more involved in the community? And, I haven't told Rock Michigan this yet, but I'm going to give them a call and see if we can play a little matchmaker there. I think those two organizations, AJ and Rock would really...
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah. I mean, that does make a lot of sense. Any idea when they're opening for lunch, by the way?
I don't know, but we should definitely go down to Colors when they've opened for a couple events here and there.
Okay.
So,
I'm hungry.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
That's going to be some good food. I'm really looking forward to that. Just thought I'd throw it out. Feel free to say no. Did you want to comment on the Turquia Mullen situation?
No.
I didn't think so. I just wanted to do it to see how you'd react. I got exactly what I thought I was going to get. See, that's why I love being me. All right, student loan reform. Now, I got to tell you that when we talk about, and I think this fits in nicely with the Occupy movement, when we talk about issues that matter, and I had a caller in the last hour, mm-hmm. Mark in Bloomfield, that had called about money and politics, which to me has become the number one issue. I didn't expect that. And I was talking with our friend Bart about this, mm-hmm. and he just couldn't believe that that was an issue. I'm getting emails on it, obviously calls, and sure. Today is an example of that. But if we talk about other issues, foreclosure, I think, would be a close one there. And then you lump in, if it's not a little bigger or a little smaller, but it's right in there, and that's student loan debt. And there are a lot of people, Chris, in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. that still have student loan debt.
Yeah.
So what's the president doing to address this with a do-nothing Congress?
Well, first, Tony, let me point this out. So people might be wondering, why do the United Food and Commercial Workers care about this issue? And it's for a couple reasons. One, we talked about Roger stepping up with the Occupy Detroit movement. One thing that I like, one reason why I like working for UFCW is that our president, Roger Robinson, really stresses the importance of higher education.
And we did the scholarship program, right. That you folks had. We had
That's
one
right.
of those people on. I was on the committee that actually helped decide
right.
that. And I got to tell you, because I just learned this, you guys didn't offer scholarships until Roger became
that's
president.
That's right. That was something that Roger instituted at the local. And it's been a very popular program with our members, and it's for our members and for their children. And the other thing too, Tony, is he instituted a program with Wayne State to train our stewards, give them college level courses in becoming better business agents. And so a lot of our staff is trained.
I'd forgotten about that as well.
At a college level, and he's also been very involved in the labor school at Wayne State. So higher education is a very, very big issue. For our union, we have a lot of members who are in college. We have a lot of members who are students who are saving money to go to college.
I think you probably have proportionally a higher rate of college age and participating
right.
than any union membership.
Yeah. And it's one thing. I was thinking about this the other day about why student loan debt is such a big issue for our generation and for a lot of our younger workers at UFCW. And I realized that, when we were in school, they told us, you're not going to have the opportunities your parents did, where with a high school degree, you can walk into a factory and make $60,000 a year and, have a nice home in the burbs and a cottage up north and a boat. You're not going to have those opportunities before. As a matter of fact, I consider myself very fortunate. My father, worked at General Motors, on the assembly line. And because he had a union looking out for him and negotiating contracts for him, he was able to not only put my mother through grad school, they'll put me and my sister, and my mother, obviously, my mother and my father were able to put me and my sister through college, and we've graduated debt-free. And now, you know, 10 years after I've graduated college, I look at my friends who are just now starting to pay down their principal and their student loans, and I really understand the value on why that's such an important thing, and why that was such a big thing that my parents did, because, you know, so many people my age in their 30s are having a hard time putting money away and having a hard time raising their own families because, you know, they're still paying off their student debt. And, you know, one thing I noticed is we didn't have that opportunity to go work in a factory to make that kind of money. And so we were told all throughout our lives, college is your only option. That's the only way you're going to get ahead in your life. You're not going to be able to go work in the auto industry. You're not going to be able to go work in a steel mill. If you want to make any sort of money, you have to go to school. And so, you know, a lot of folks in our generation, whether they wanted to or not, felt obligated. And I think getting a college degree, no matter what walk of life you come from, is always a good thing. And it really, you know, it's a great...
Education's never wasted.
Exactly, exactly. But you know, so now you have this problem where people are graduating with insane amounts of debt. You know, they can't buy groceries like they want to. They can't afford to move out of their parents' basement. They can't afford, even if they have a job, they're having a hard time, keeping their head above water. And so I think, by tackling this issue of eliminating, student debt, you could have more money circulating in the economy. And more money circulating is going to mean more jobs for the rest of us. And it's going to mean that these college graduates who are having a hard time finding work are going to be able to find more work because there's going to be more money flowing through the economy. It's going to mean more money spent in our grocery stores, more money for our members who can then, you know, spend more money in their communities. And
you know, Chris, let me I'm just a tad bit older than you, actually more than a tad bit older than you, but you know, in the mid-80s, we had an economic downturn in this country, and the automotive industry went through a very difficult time. A lot of people transitioned to other careers, but in order to do that, they had to go get a college education.
Right.
A lot of these people had children. So here's what happened. In the mid-80s, I went out and spent 6 years to get a bachelor's degree because I was working full-time, sure, whatever it took me to do that. I took on a lot of college debt. I took on a lot of loan debt. A lot of those folks, and I'm getting emails from these people, are still paying off their student loan debt and now having to look at their children who want to go to college,
right,
and how they're going to pay off their student loan debt. It's insane. We got to get to the break.
Sure.
I know you can stay with us, so we're good. We do have an answer to this, of
yep,
course. So we will, you know, the president actually has a good plan, and we'll get to that. Chris Mialakis, again, my guest. I'm Tony Trupiano. You're listening to First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
The Monster Mash.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes some slow going on I-94 westbound. Drivers coming past the Reuther as you head down toward that 8-mile Vernier exit and then trying to get down toward Van Dyke and into downtown. The westbound side seeing some heavy and slow go, although eastbound is having a few pockets of that. If you're on I-96 to the Jefferies trying to get near M-39, you've got some company there, and things are busy as always. Southbound I-75 trying to get down to 696 and then down past 8 Mile.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service includes sunny skies today, our high near 57. Tonight, a few clouds, a low near 41. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 63. Last check at Metro Airport, still some light fog and 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week. A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
America's power elites on Wall Street and in Washington have been stunned by the sudden surge of the Occupy movement. Some 600 U.S. communities have Occupy groups, thousands of middle-class people have taken to the streets, and recent polls show that nearly 6 out of 10 Americans support what the protesters are saying and doing. Why is this happening? Wail Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and their pet politicos. What is upsetting all these people? You'd think that the super rich could afford to buy a clue, but apparently not. So, to help them grasp the situation, I've gathered a mess of news clips from just the past few weeks that pretty much spells it out for them. They needn't read the actual stories, just scan the headlines. Better yet, I'll do it for them. No need to thank me. I'm always delighted to edify the rich. Headline: Slumping wages, rising health costs cause strain. Top earners double share of nation's income. Snapshot of poverty surge in the suburbs. Banks to make customers pay debit card fee. Record high 4.5 million have not worked in a year or more. House GOP spending plan cuts money for job training. U.S. income levels sink, leaves fragile consumers in a bind. Outsized severance packages continue for executives. More new poor going hungry. Banks are awash in cash. Bank of America to cut 30,000 jobs. This is Jim Hightower saying, even a Wall Street banker ought to be able to understand the message that these headlines are delivering. Such daily headlines reveal the depth of inequality and rank injustice that's propelling the Occupy uprising. As we say in Texas, even a dog knows the difference between being stumbled over and being kicked. America's middle class and the poor are tired of being kicked, and now they're kicking back. This is just the start. What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
35 minutes after the hour, Chris Mialakis with us. We're talking student loan reform. Again, a lot of people have student loan debt. And I'm not talking about people that are necessarily just graduating college, or God forbid those who are in college. I've got three in college myself. There has to be some sanity in all of this. And Chris, as we take a look at how student loan debt, you certainly a little 10 minutes ago talked about, you know, how much money could be put back into society if people weren't spending so much money on student loan debt. And it is a considerable chunk of change. And this is not something if you file bankruptcy, you can't write off your student loan debt. This is a serious, serious problem. How is the president going to deal with this?
Well, he has a plan that's really interesting. And it's based on two things. One is this idea of paying as you earn. And the idea behind that is only 10% of your disposable income should go towards your student loan payment.
Now, here's the key to that is disposable income.
Right.
So
right.
I want to make sure I point that out.
Right. So if you're a nurse, for example, and you're earning $45,000 and you have $60,000 in student loans, you're currently paying $690 a month to repay your loans. That's a lot of money. Under Obama's plan and this pay-as-you-earn program, you're going to bring that down to $239 a month.
Hello!
Yes.
That'll open your eyes.
Absolutely. That's a savings of $451 a month. And that's a very considerable amount of money. And that's $451 that's going to circulate in the economy. And that's going to help all of us in the 99% who are not, you know, in the high finance industry. And we're going to see a lot more of that in our communities. Another thing Obama announced, right now your debts are forgiven after 25 years if you make all your payments on time and you don't have any problems. And what Obama is proposing is loan forgiveness for 20 years. So if you make all of your payments on regular intervals for 20 years, and even going by this 10% of your disposable income program, then after 20 years you'll be debt free. Now, if you work in a public service job or a nonprofit job, certain types of industries, you're going to be able to qualify to forgive your debt after 10 years. So for those who want to teach, who want to serve their communities in, or work in the nonprofit sector, there's a great incentive for that.
You know how many people right now, they're hearing this for the first time and going, is this true? Again, if you don't have student loan debt, you have no idea how huge this would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's and then, so, I mean, those are two really big things. And like I said, you know, Tony, we work, you know, I represent workers in the grocery industry. And, you know, we're going to see benefits from this because not only is it going to help our members who are going to be taking out student loans and repaying student loans, but it's also going to mean, you know, like the example I always give, it means people are going to be buying, you know, fresh cut steaks instead of, or, you know, higher cuts of meat rather than, you know, the tube ground beef. It means they're going to buy fresh fruit over canned fruit. It means they're going to buy, you know, food that is a healthier for you and better for you. And it means more money, you know, in our grocery stores and more money circulating in the economy. So everything's interconnected here economically. And it's also going to mean, you know, a more educated workforce, people not as afraid to go to college anymore. Another thing Obama announced is a loan consolidation offer, where if you have multiple public loans, you can consolidate them, and you can get a quarter of a percentage interest reduction if you decide to do that. And that's going to mean a lot of savings for a lot of people out there. Another thing, too, is a program called Know Before You Owe. There's going to be more, they're going to give more information before you sign on that dotted line or sign at the X to take out all those loans. You're going to have more information given to you on how long it's going to take to repay, what your options are to repay. And I think, you know, it'll give students a better idea of where they want to go to school. Maybe they'll decide to go to community college for a couple of years and then transfer to the big university. Or, you know, maybe it'll mean U of M Dearborn instead of U of M Ann Arbor. You know, I'm a proud Wolverine, so I had to throw that plug
That's
in there.
All right.
And finally, the last thing is there are going to be loan pay down options for startup entrepreneurs and to help people become small business owners and circulate more money in the economy that way. So, I mean, Obama's really, I think, really done a good thing here in proposing all this. The unfortunate thing is we have a Congress that wants to do nothing and doesn't want to propose anything that has Obama's name attached to it. And so, you know, if he can't push this to Congress, I'm glad to see that he's going to find ways to do this through the executive branch.
Well, none of this, and the key to that is if through executive order, none of this would create new law.
Right.
And executive order, you can create policy.
Right.
So I think this comfortably fits in under that. Now, I believe what the president has said to Congress is, I'd like to partner with you on this program. If you would like to endorse this, then let's do it together. If not, I am prepared to just sign an executive order and make it so.
And they're not going to. They're not going to partner with him. I mean, and I'd be curious to hear what Republicans have to say against this and what their criticism of this program is. But, you know, my thing is, there is in our generation, you know, I always tell people Obama. You know, my parents had John F. Kennedy. My grandparents had FDR. You know, Obama in 2008 was the equivalent of FDR and JFK for our generation. And the Republicans have gone on this huge assault, you know, destroying his personality every way they can to prevent our generation from latching on to him like previous generations have to their progressive heroes. And I think, you know, Obama's got, if he wants to, in order to get reelected, he's going to need that young vote. He's going to need those recent college graduates that propelled him to victory in 08. And I think this is a great start in getting support from that demographic.
Well, and again, and no disrespect to you, Chris, but I think you're forgetting about those in their 40s and 50s that still have college loan debt.
Right. You know, you're absolutely right.
And he'll get their vote as well. People, you had used the example of the nurses, and there's a $491 difference between under the new Obama plan and what they're currently doing. $451 is a car payment.
Right.
You know, it actually could, you know, that could be up to 80% of rent
right.
or your house payment. I mean, that's a significant amount of money. And, you know, I'm glad that she used that example because the one growing sector of the job field and the job market are medical jobs, our healthcare
right.
jobs.
Right.
So we're going to have more people going into nursing, more people, you know, taking and educating themselves in healthcare and health related jobs. That normally means a little more education than a 4-year degree.
Right.
And I don't even know if there is such thing as a 4-year degree anymore, just because people don't have the time. They have to work during college. They can't take a full load. They can't get it done in 4 years. You know, I have a niece that just graduated Michigan State. Sorry, she went to Michigan State. But, you know, she graduated with considerable student loan debt, and, you know, and this is how it happens. You graduate, about 60 days later, you get that first,
right.
Hello, you owe us, you need to start paying, we don't care how much you're making, this is how much you owe us.
And Tony, you hit the nail on the head about how $451 is a car payment. What's that mean in Detroit? You know, that's music to our ears. You know, if people can buy cars, you know, be able to afford a car rather than what people in my generation often do, and that's move to a city where they don't need a car.
Have you heard when this might happen, or, you know, what's the, you know, is there a timetable? Is there a window in which this will be debated, or is the president just going to go around Congress and sign an executive order?
I believe he's going to sign an executive order, and it will be effective this January.
Wow, this is huge.
Yeah.
This is huge. Now, you know, last week, beginning of last week, the president announced the new mortgage rules, and I wasn't as high on that one because, frankly, it didn't help as many people. Somebody sent me an email, reminded me, you know, Tony, you said it doesn't help many people, but they estimated it could help as many as 3 million people. Since when is 3 million not many? Very good point. 3 million people is a lot of people, and so I shouldn't be so selfish. You know, there are always going to be other issues that we need to get to, and whether the president's able to do something about foreclosures without Congress's help may be impossible, unfortunately. But, you know, our mutual friend David Hecker, and I've been quoting this a lot, because it was so effective. You know, we were talking about the jobs bill. And by the way, I want to remind people, if they go to michigandems.com or to stabenoffforsenate.com, they can sign the petition asking the Senate, the United States Senate, to support the jobs bill. But, you know, we need to be mindful, Chris, that, you know, as David Hecker said, by saying no to the jobs bill is saying no to... no, we don't. We want there to be overcrowded classrooms. We
right.
want there to be less police. We want there to be less firefighters. You know, by voting no, you're voting for a less safe, less educated society. Thank you, Republicans, very much.
Yeah. That, I mean, he hit the nail right on the head with that. And, you know, that's what I say to this. I mean, who's going to oppose this type of student debt forgiveness? I mean,
well, you said it perfectly. You would love to hear them say why they would vote against this, and
yeah,
can't imagine what the reasons would be. But they don't even give reasons anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all know Mitch McConnell's famous words at the beginning of the Obama presidency, and
yes.
that his number one goal was to make sure Obama fails. And you know, it's just a shame that we have to do this through executive order and not through a congressional route, but. You know, I tip my hat to the president for still going forward and doing this. And
well, something needs to be done because this issue, again, if it starts in January, this is going to be a huge relief. This will actually throw billions of dollars into the economy.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars into the economy. All right, Chris, that's going to do it for us for this week. I'm going to look forward to seeing you. I'm sure I'm going to see you Sunday downtown, but in the meantime, we'll see you next Tuesday.
I'll see you Saturday at AJ's.
Saturday at AJ's, you're right. Wow, yeah. Busy weekend. Thank you so much. Chris Mialakis with United Food and Commercial Workers. Again, thanks to Roger Robinson for donating the porta potties out at the Occupy Detroit site. Much needed, I assure you, much needed. We're going to wrap things up on the other side. If you'd like to call us, we're open lines till the top of the hour, 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. We'll be right back.
It was $1 trillion and thousands of U.S. lives to topple a dictator in Iraq. It's $1 billion and no U.S. lives to topple a dictator in Libya. That's a pretty stark contrast.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that.
If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond. The ideal cut diamond is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is Lindsay Blackwell. What gave you the idea to put together this website and start your own social media marketing campaign?
Well, it was a number of things. I'd heard various stories about other folks who'd done sort of these extreme job hunting efforts, and I knew that I had the ability and the knowledge of social media as a marketing tool to make something viral. And the website kind of was just something I came up with. I wanted to make a cover letter that was more than a cover letter. I wanted it to be something interactive, something that would not only impress Lisa, but would invite others in my social circle, and ultimately I hope around the world to kind of invest in me.
All right, now the website, for those that want to go look at it, and I'll give that out in a second, we'll also post it to the Facebook page, is www.dearlisarudgers, that's RUDGERS.com.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
And welcome back. While the morning is, as always, flying by, I got to make time for announcements a little later on. We've got some stuff coming up later on this week I want you to know about. In the meantime, we're open lines at the top of the hour, so feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. I want to welcome Roger in Garden City to First Shift. Roger, thanks for punching in this morning, and good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, Tony. It's always a pleasure listening to you. You're so well-educated. Thought I'd ask you a question that maybe you could shed a little light on. This turkey and mullein thing gets, seems to grow worse and worse, and the $700,000 severance package may make it even worse if we have to pay it as taxpayers, and they're just throwing all this money around like it's their money downtown. We, the taxpayers, it's our money, and we're the ones going to have to pick up the tab for this. What do you think about it?
Well, I think it's, unfortunately, Roger, we don't even know where this story's going to end up. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, we are going to end up picking up the tab for this. In attorney's fees alone, we're probably already talking, without this even getting serious yet, we're probably already talking $500,000. And it's not even getting serious yet. This is a problem, Roger.
Sad.
Yeah, this is
That's
a real problem.
Sad.
Now you know, I know that there's been a recall filed against Bob Ficano. This is not something that's going to go away with a recall.
Well, I haven't been hearing too many nice things about Bob over the years. He's gotten kind of wilding out of the horse barn, running around, I hope it's not Bob, but let the chips fall where they may.
Well, let's we'll make this simple. There's both, and thank you for your call, Roger. We'll keep this real simple. Both in the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press are some great columns about what is happening in Wayne County right now. I just want to, I really want you guys to just go and read them. I can't read through them all. Ron Zwankowski has a great column in the Detroit Free Press. Daniel Howes in the Detroit News. There are others. And so I would recommend that you go read them, get a little background, start following this. If you're a Wayne County resident, this should be top of mind for you. It really should. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Mark in Birmingham. Mark, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Thanks. You know, I couldn't agree more with the previous caller. You know, government throwing money around. This debt forgiveness of student loans, I mean, where is it going to end? What about their mortgages? What about their credit cards? What about giving them a guaranteed living? I mean,
you've got a problem with debt forgiveness.
Yeah. Because I'm going to pay for it. Debt forgiveness.
It's just switching the cost
to someone else.
No.
Why should I pay for your kids to go to college?
How much do you know about this college debt program, Mark?
How much do I know that when you go to college?
No, Mark. I asked you, how much do you know, Mark, about this college debt program? The forgiveness program. How much do you know about the forgiveness program, Mark?
Yeah, I know what I've read in the paper and what I've heard you go on and on like it's a gift, manna from heaven.
No, okay. In the 10-minute conversation we had and the one article you read, you're all of a sudden an expert on how much this is going to cost you. So, Mark, I got to ask the question, how much will this cost you personally?
It's a caution of the federal deficit.
Turning
into greed.
Well, then how much
That's
is it?
That's the problem.
Well, what does it represent? What does it represent for you personally in terms of dollars, Mark? What does it represent for you personally?
I don't. Every tax I pay, I don't break down. $10 goes to the FDA. $20 goes to the Department of Education. The point is, our government is bloated. The government spends too much money. They throw money around like water. It's not the government's money. It's the people who make it.
So you have to
put that in front of you every day and say, this is not to advocate taking other people's money is immoral.
Okay, well,
you should spend your money on what you want to, but to advocate taking my money to spend on these more and more government programs, you get these people who will not.
So, Mark, you don't think there's something wrong if I want to educate myself to be a nurse and I go to school and I end up with $700 a month in student loan payments? Tough crap for me, right?
Yeah.
Tough crap for me. All right. No, thank you. No, Mark. You answered my question. I appreciate your call. You have a nice day. Absolutely. Jeff, we live in such a compassionate world, don't we?
Well, you know, I understand he wants what's best for society.
No, he wants what's best for Mark.
Well.
No, that's what he wants. He wants what's best for Mark. He doesn't want what's best for society. What's best for society is to get this under control. But Mark's not interested in getting student loan debt under control. Mark's concerned about what it's going to cost him personally.
Well, what it'll cost him or what it'll end up benefiting everyone, just like what Chris was saying in the last segment, is you really stimulate the economy when people are willing to go to get education because they don't have to worry about the debt, and then they have a lot more money to spend, and the economy booms because of it.
No, but Mark read an article and listened to us for 10 minutes, so all he knows is it's going to cost him more money.
Right, exactly.
All right. Just want to make sure I got that right. Let me get to some announcements before we run out of time today. Don't forget, on Thursday, November 3rd, from 4:30 to 6:30 at Penna's of Sterling Heights, there is going to be a welcome wagon, if you will, for Governor Rick Snyder. He's going to be attending a fundraiser at Penna's of Sterling. This is little welcome wagon is being organized by We Are the People. Frankly, it's simple. You just need to show up at Penna's at 4:30 on Thursday, and that's all you need to do. The address is 38400 Van Dyke Avenue in Sterling Heights. And if you want more information, We Are the People Michigan, wearethepeoplemichigan.com. November 9th, that's the day we are going to be protesting over at Oakland University. The Republican presidential candidates will be at Oakland U. If you would like to protest that, well, just send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to send you the information this Thursday night as well. The Sierra Club. That's right. The Sierra Club's November series with Goldman Award recipient Lynn Henning. Lynn is, of course, very well known. The local Sierra Club presents the free monthly speaker series this Thursday from 7 to 8:30 at the Kelly Services Building in Troy. The Living Nightmare of Animal Factories in Michigan is that titled show. So you're part of the series. So plan for that. And I also want to let you know that on Friday, November 18th, at the Central United Methodist Church on East Adams in Detroit, there will be a Transgender Day of Remembrance. I will be speaking at that. I will be getting you more information, but you can go to msfjp at sbcglobal.net, mfsjp at sbcglobal.net, and ask for more information there. All right, that just does it for us. We've run out of time. I want to thank Jeff for all his help today and all my guests, and certainly you, a wonderful audience. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch. Tony, our total traffic update takes a last look at the roads, including the delays on 94 eastbound because of an accident near French Road. This is on Detroit's east side. Drivers who are on I-96, looks like eastbound that earlier problem near Newburgh, still trying to clear from the left, 275 north, the ramp to 696. The accident has cleared, but on 696 east near Orchard Lake, we're still trying to clear that earlier problem.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service includes sunny skies today, our high near 57. Tonight, a few clouds, a low near 41. Tomorrow, sunny and a high near 63. Last check at Metro Airport, still some light fog and 36 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.